This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. Delicious. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, as we bring you the Yellow Jackets of Sydney versus the Indians of Stebbins tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. A delay in starting time. You may be aware of the fact that kickoff will be at 7:15. Thus, our pregame is underway about 15 minutes later. You will hear comments from both head coaches, 11-year head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney, a fifth-year head coach, Greg Bonifay of Stebbins. Chuck, we've got threatening clouds overhead, although the radar is not significant. There may be some light rain in the atmosphere. No lightning, no thunder. We do expect a line of weather, 11 midnight, 1 a.m., something like that. We might be out of the woods. Who knows?
Yeah, we should be done by the time it gets here. I know driving up here from Piqua, you could just see the torrential rain in the clouds coming this way, and it rained pretty hard for a little bit.
Yep, sure.
A little thunder, too, but thank God the officials weren't out here because they're the only ones that can make you get off the field. So I think we're going to kick off at 7:15,
right,
and I'm looking forward to a good football game.
Oh, it should be exciting. Could be a lot of points. Believe it or not, Stebbins has held a hex over Sydney in the last two campaigns. In fact, in the span of less than 12 months in 2019 and in the season of 2020 last year, Stebbins beat Sydney three times by a grand total of 5 points.
Wow.
Last year, Stebbins a one-point winner in overtime in the playoffs, round one.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's been a case of a play or two here or there, maybe not necessarily at the end of the game, but there's been a game-turning play from scrimmage or special teams in the third quarter, early fourth, that has enabled Stebbins to go on and pull out the victory. The Stebbins Club is loaded. I talked to a number of sports folks in the Dayton area this week, and they had Stebbins winning by 2 to 3 touchdowns. Sydney is clearly an underdog. I don't know if it's that much, but this Stebbins team has scored in excess of 100 more points than Sydney on the year.
Right.
And Stebbins is quite explosive. They advance the ball in big chunks. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney says, we've got to play our very best on defense tonight.
Well, they got to keep everything in front of them. They've got to make sure that, or try to make sure that Stebbins is not scoring, you know, from 60 and 70 yards out. They got to make them go the length of the field and score. And Sydney is going to have to score points tonight. If they don't score points, they're going to get beat.
Yellow Jackets are 4-5 overall. You may ask yourself, well, this is week 9. How could they be 4-5? Well, last week, Sydney got credit for a forfeiture win in the Miami Valley League standings, defeating Fairborn. Technically, in the books, it goes down as 1-0.
Well, and sadly, they would have thumped Fairborn,
right?
So they got no computer points out of it. So that was kind of a bad situation for them. But they got a win.
Yes. Did pick up a game with Fort Loramie last week, dropped it 24-14. Sydney outplayed Fort Loramie before the 2-hour, 15-minute rain delay. Fort Loramie outplayed Sydney after that lengthy delay. Fort Loramie put up 3 touchdowns, 3 2-point conversions in a row. Sydney scored last, was not enough. Fort Loramie a winner by a score of 24-14 last week. So next week for Sydney is week 10, but it will be the 11th outcome. I know that doesn't add up very well, but it's pretty simple. Sydney, Chuck, is tied with Stebbins and Xenia atop the Valley Division standings, all with 4-3 records. If Sydney wins out,
yeah,
Sydney wins the division. Keep in mind now, Stebbins has got Pickwood next week. West Carrollton is playing Xenia tonight. Sydney plays at the Buccaneers next Friday evening. Fly in the ointment here is that Stebbins, the last Friday of September, had to suffer a forfeiture setback at the hands of Vandalia Butler, a team that Stebbins...
It would be by 50.
Exactly. Yeah. Stebbins, no doubt, yeah, would have whipped Butler. And that was a tough pill to swallow.
I think it would have. You should have said they would have kicked Butler.
There you go. Other division, the Miami division in the Miami Valley League, Piqua is in front with a mark of 7-0. And I think right behind in the standings is Tip City with a 6-1 record. Yes.
Yeah, they played last week, and actually right, like 42-23 was the final. That's the closest pick was had this year.
Indeed. Butler and Troy are 4-3, Greenville 2-5. By the way, Fairborn and West Carrollton are 0-7. They are in 4th and 5th, or technically tied for 4th and dead last in the Valley Division, which has, as I said, Sydney, Stebbins, Xenia atop that division with marks of 4-3. And again, to sort it all out, for Sydney, it's simple. Win out, win the division.
Get the trophy.
Keep in mind, it's been since 1970, the last of the three 10-0 seasons for Sydney, that Sydney won a division or league championship in football. It has been 51 years since that's happened.
That's kind of shocking because they've had a good program. I mean, they've been down recently a little bit, but you know, I mean, they just a few years ago they had as good a football team as I've seen. And like you pointed out to me, they couldn't get past Troy.
Right. That was the Gordon Bowser team for Sydney in 2017. Sydney went 10-2, lost to LaSalle in the playoffs, were beaten by Troy in the regular season, did not get a share of the league championship. Troy was undefeated.
Who was the defensive lineman that also played basketball? That was
oh my goodness.
Never mind. Somebody call us and tell. I see him, and boy, he was a stud in basketball and football.
I can picture him. You asked me too quickly.
Sorry.
It should be a great game tonight. A lot of points. Sydney has got to make sure, Chuck, it does not give up yards in chunks.
Right.
As you said, Sydney's got to keep Stebbins very fleet and speedy players in front of them all night long. Donovan Johnson for Sydney coming off a fine game at quarterback, well over 100 yards running last week against Fort Loramie. Martez Harris is back in the offensive backfield. He's been injured. He's healthy. Senior lineman Evan Kennedy is back. He is healthy. Head coach Dunn just said, we are as healthy as we have been all year long. That is for sure. Sam Reynolds, wideout for Sydney, very tough. 31 catches on the year. And that trio of defenders, Miles Vortimer, Chris Hudgens, Jaden Swigger, about 160 tackles among that threesome. And center Brennan Barnes, an offense, has been keying the protection calls all year on the offensive line. He has excelled in the leadership category. For Stebbins, senior quarterback Nathan Keller is dynamite. Began quarterbacking for Stebbins and head coach Bonifay late in his freshman year. 1,500 yards passing from Keller.
That's pretty good.
Yep, excellent. Tailback Omar Holloway has scooted for nearly 700 yards rushing. Last year was Marvelous Rutledge. That was the name.
Yeah, I remember that name. Yeah. he was marvelous, too.
Oh, he was super. Replaced this year by Omar Holloway, who has scooted for nearly 700 yards on the ground in that tailback spot. Flankers Adrian Norton and Rayvon Harris have combined for more than 1,000 yards receiving. They are very, very good and can score from anywhere on the gridiron. How about left-footed kicker Sean Dozier? Extremely strong leg.
I was watching him warm up.
He has smacked one home from nearly 50. He is a very good punter. Special teams will be important. Sydney has got to directionally punt the ball away from the speed of Stebbins. And once Stebbins gets inside the 30-yard line, the Indians are a threat to score 3 points thanks to Dozier.
And he was kicking 40-yard field goals with 10 to 15 yards. He has a little wind behind him, the direction he was kicking. But, he's definitely got the leg. I'd like to see him and the young man from Piqua kick next week. That would be quite the matchup.
Right. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Sydney. Again, we've got quickly passing pretty dark clouds overhead. If there is rain in the atmosphere, it's a very slight drizzle. Wind out of the northwest, blowing pretty much from left to right.
Pretty good.
What rain and lightning will hit Sydney, I think, has already passed for the most part. Big line of storms maybe at 11, midnight, 1 a.m., but we should, barring an unforeseen circumstance, a bolt of lightning or two, we should get this game in uninterrupted.
Right.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors on board with us recently, Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Lisa Marino is the Victrus Health and Wellness expert, wife of Anna head coach Nick Marino, and the Family Resource Center. Its main office is in Findlay. Does have an office serving you in Sydney and Shelby County. On the web at frcohio.com, the Family Resource Center. We believe people recover. That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna and the Family Resource Center. A couple of additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We will run down another dozen or so contributing sponsors after our coaches' interviews. I had the opportunity a few days ago Chuck to sit down and chat with head coach Adam Dungis in his 11th year of the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Hey, if you play as well as you did against Greenville, Butler, West Carrollton, prior to the rain against Fort Loramie, you can win these last two. It all starts tonight with a big game at home against Stebbins.
Yeah, we've had our moments where we've played some good football in spurts. When offense is clicking all 11 on the field and defense is clicking all 11 on the field and special teams are looking good, but we just haven't strung enough of those periods and time periods together yet. Obviously, with the Fort Loramie game, we had some good stuff going. Then we fell off about a 10-minute span there of game clock where they were able to score 21 on us, and it took us a little bit to get over the shock and awe and rebound. And you know, but we kept playing until the end. And but at the end of the day, if we can find some plays or find some periods where we can string everything together, we're a pretty good football team, and the kids still believe in that. And obviously, with tonight's game and then following up week 10, we have some business in front of us that we hope to take care of.
Sure. The healthier club is as good as it can be heading into week 9, and you get Martez Harris back in the offensive backfield. Boy, he's rock solid for you. We saw him early in the season. We were impressed.
Yeah, no. You know, we've had some kids out for various things, whether they're injuries, COVID-related, just all kinds of stuff going on. But getting a kid like Martez back to help take the bulk of the carries in the backfield. Miles Vordemark and Devin Taborn have been doing a nice job back there, but you know, Martez is our running back. You know, Devin and Miles still got to play some defense a little bit, so it's nice just to get that kid back in there that knows he's got to go in and carry the rock. Evan Kennedy, we're glad to have him back. He's been out a couple weeks here for a knee injury, but he's back. He's a four-year starter for us at left tackle, so it's nice to have him back on the offensive line.
And having missed just 1 week this year, Donovan at quarterback has played exceedingly well.
Yeah, you know, our quarterbacks last couple of years have been an integral part of our run game also. Mm-hmm. And he's a tough bowling ball type of kid. He missed the one game with Troy, but he's back. You know, he's a tough-nosed kid, and he's always fighting for that extra yard, and sometimes I wish he'd just kind of go down sometimes. But the amount of times he asked me to be our scout team quarterback also in practices, and I mean, every day he asked me, I got today scout team quarterback, right, Coach? No, you're not being scout team quarterback. Like, I need you to take a rest. So you appreciate kids like that that want to do anything they possibly can during the game and also during the week to help your team out.
Yeah, Donovan Johnson had over 100 yards rushing against Fort Loramie, quite a few of those after the initial contact or two.
Yeah, no, he's hard to bring down the first hit. You know, our quarterback last year, Cedric Johnson, never really took a hard direct hit, was a slippery type of kid.
Right.
Never really got hit hard. Donovan pretty much seeks out contact, and he's going to try to run you over. So he's done some nice things for us in that run game.
Overall, highlight a few players who have really come on strong for you and have been pleasant surprises over the course of the campaign.
Yeah, I think on the defensive side, Miles Vordemark has been doing some nice stuff at the free safety. He's a very, very aggressive kid at the free safety position. We ask our free safeties to make a decent amount of tackles for us because they're usually the guy that's going to be unblocked. And he's making those tackles for 1 yard, 2 yard gains, sometimes even losses coming from the safety position. So he's been doing some nice stuff. His reads, controlling, making the calls for our back end half has been really impressive. On the offensive side, Brennan Barnes is a junior. He's also been doing some nice stuff. He's missed a couple games here and there with some injuries and some other stuff, but he's our center. He's got to make all of our calls, and he's another tough-nosed kid, junior, that's been coming on strong for us.
Adam Dungis, 11-year head coach, Sydney Yellow Jackets, our guest before tonight's big Miami Valley League game between Sydney and Stebbins. I mentioned the Indians. It's a club that's beaten Sydney three times in the last two seasons by a grand total of 5 points. You need to even the score tonight.
No, it's not the last two. I mean, it is the last two seasons, but in exactly one calendar year, like we're in a 365-day period, we've lost by a total of 5 points three times to them, and that's I don't know if that's ever happened before or how you even look that up. So
crazy.
They've had our number, and you know, to a man, they do a great job. Although their coaching staff's a nice job, they got some great players, but our kids really felt that we've let all three of those slip away. And in the course of a game, they always say there's five or six plays you can go back in the course of a game that are probably the difference maker. You know, 90% of the game is pretty much played evenly.
Right.
And it always comes down to five or six plays, and you don't know when those five or six plays are going to occur.
Exactly.
Everyone always remembers the stuff at the end, but, you know, it could have been a play in the first quarter that changed the tide. You know, we go back to our Fort Laramie game. We scored. Then we had the Lightning and our first kickoff. We did a little onside kick that we worked on all week. We had it, but we didn't get it. And who knows? Maybe we get that kick and that changes the course of the game. So, you know, we got to find those five or six plays, and we got to make sure we're the ones that come out ahead of those. Right now, they've done a nice job in the last 2 years with us, and it's a big game for us. Our kids are excited for it.
And in Keller at quarterback, Stebbins has a threat.
Yes. No, he's a three-year starter, and he's a nice kid. You know, maybe when he was a sophomore, we kind of looked at him, and you're like, okay, nice quarterback, can't do much. Throws a decent ball, but every year you keep watching him, and it's neat just to see the progression he's done. He's a runner. He's a thrower. He manages their offense. He's done some really, really nice things, and every year you can tell he's improved every aspect of his game, and he's a really, really good quarterback.
And Omar Holloway, that name sounds like a running back's name.
Yeah. No, and he, you know, talk about running downhill. He's a dude that definitely comes downhill. And he's when you put a running threat at your quarterback and you got a running threat at your running back, you know, you got to be ready for both of them, and they do some nice things with their reads and whatnot. So, you know, those two are definitely threats back there.
Anything special planned for Stebbins this week?
Nothing overly special. I mean, you mentioned the two threats, but then they got two receivers that are really special. Norton, that wide receiver, is a threat, deep ball.
Yeah.
He's got good speed. He can go up and get it. And returning, he's a terrific returner also. So he's really, really good. He's going to play some. He's been playing some defense a little bit more from moving forward. So I expect to see him a little bit more at cornerback against us. So it's going to be we're getting our hands full. This is definitely an offense that has been progressing, and these kids are all 2- and 3-year starters. So we're going to have our hands full on the defensive side of the ball.
Adam Dungis, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who are 4-5 overall, 4-3 in the Valley Division of the Miami Valley League. Taking a look quickly at common opponents, Sydney has beaten Greenville 28-14. Stebbins beat Greenville 49-41 in an unbelievable, what a shootout. Do the math, 90 points in that game, crazy. Stebbins head coach Greg Bonifay let one get away, he'll tell you in just a moment, when Stebbins was beaten in overtime by Troy, 28-21. Troy defeated Sydney 23-6. Tippecanoe has handled both clubs, 45-7 over Sydney, 50-24 over Stebbins. Speaking of Coach Bonifay at Stebbins, he's in year number 5, had a long tenure prior to that at Southeastern in Clark County. He's got a real good club this year after a playoff team one season ago. He talks about the progress of his 2021 Stebbins Indians.
Our kids have played well this year. We let one slip away up there at Troy, you know, 4 turnovers, and we lose in overtime, and that kind of hurts. Still stings a little bit, but, you know, our kids have gotten better each week. You know, we started with a young offensive line this year, and they've developed and really started to step up. Defensively, we've had a lot of younger guys have to, you know, some what we call rookies get some playing time early on, and now they're no longer rookies and playing pretty tough all around.
Right. Hey, talk about some of the young men that we'll be addressing during our play-by-play tonight. You've got a wealth of talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, and our offense is centered around Nate Keller. You know, our quarterback, he's started 3 years and then a couple few games as a freshman. You know, he's just an athletic kid that can run, always has been able to run, and has really stepped up his passing game this year. That always, you always get help in the passing game when you got some pretty good wide receivers. You know, well, I feel like we have 4 or 5 guys that are a threat at receiver. You know, you got Adrian Norton, who's only a junior and is just a phenomenal playmaker for us. You got Ravon Harris Bell, or Ravon Harris, and you know, he's another one that can break it at any point in the game. And you also got Sean Dozier, who's our kicker. slash corner sometimes, slash safety sometimes, but makes some big plays at wide receiver as well.
I kidded Sydney head coach Adam Dungis when I said the name Omar Holloway sounds like a really good high school running back.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He's always had great vision. I mean, since his freshman year, he's had great vision. He had to split time last year with our running back, who was a pretty good running back in Marvelous Rutledge. But Omar has really taken on his role, and he's averaging over 100 yards a game. And, you know, like last week, he ran more physical than I've seen him run his entire career. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you stop our run, we're gonna try to throw on you. If you stop our passing, we're going to be able to run the ball with Omar.
Hey, your kicking game is really special, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Dozier's done a great job for us. You know, he's pretty much started kicking just a couple years ago. You know, he had his 48-yard field goal this year. He's 2 for 2. He has numerous touchbacks on the year, and he's also our punter. So it's nice to be able to rely on that as well.
Talking with Greg Bonifay, head coach of the Stebbins Indians before tonight's game between Stebbins and Sydney here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Coach, take a few minutes to talk about this rivalry between the two clubs. It just spans three games. This is the fourth meeting ever. And in those three contests, Stebbins the winner by a grand total of 5 points. It's been an even Steven matchup. You've made just one more play along the way to win each of those hard-fought confrontations.
Yeah, all three of these last games have been very good football games, and they've boiled down to just one play or two, and we've been fortunate enough to come out on top on those. You know, his program's always a program that's going to compete and step up when they need to step up, and, you know, I feel like we're getting there as well.
I like your defense. I know you like to put pressure on opposing receivers. You'll press, you'll blitz some. Is it an even base front?
Yeah, we run a 4-3. You know, it best suits our athletes that we have, and we feel like our kids have grown into it and doing a really good job right now.
A big contest essentially here over the last 2 weeks. The Valley Division crown for the Miami Valley League is on the line.
Yeah, you know, we talk to our kids week in and week out that every game's the most important game we play for that week. And, you know, here again, we can't get what we want without this week.
Greg Bonifay, head coach of the Stebbins Indians. Running back Omar Holloway was referred to by Coach Bonifay as having great vision. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney called him a downhill dude.
Right. Well, they have so much speed, and they get the ball on the outside, and boy, you better be running to the ball tonight if you're the Yellow Jackets. Now, Sydney won the toss,
right,
and elected to receive, which I think was a smart move.
Yeah, Sydney's got to control the ball. That's all there is to it. Yellow Jackets have got to rack up first downs, win the time of possession. He keeps Sydney's explosive attack, or I should say Stebbins' explosive attack, off the field. And make Stebbins go 70, 80 yards for its points tonight.
Right, that's absolutely the key.
Here's Sean Dozier, who's recorded a long series of touchbacks on kickoffs all year, moving it down to the one-yard line. Sydney catches and returns right up the middle between the hash marks to the 27. Isaiah Clark on the bring back for Sydney, flagged down. And if that's on the Yellow Jackets, Sydney will march backward.
I promise that I'm not going to say anything bad about the officials tonight.
Well, we've had a couple, three games this year with loads of penalties. In fact, in three contests, we've had 60 penalties.
Well, that 2 weeks ago, the Lehman game was amazing. But like I said, I'm not going to say anything negative about it tonight.
It is on Sydney, a block in the back, up around the 25 or 26-yard line. Penalty stepped off. Down to the 13.5, and that's where the Yellow Jackets start first and 10 at their own 13.5-yard line. Donovan Johnson runs the show at quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. Martez Harris is staggered to his left. Handoff to Martez, and behind Brennan Barnes at center, Harris lurches forward, small advance, wiggled out over the 15 to the 17, dragged down right there, second down, seven coming up.
That was good effort. He kept his legs driving. That was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Sydney can get a first down out at the 23 and a half or so. Snap back. Here's a sweep to the left. Harris again. He's got room to roam. Outside left tackle. Cuts it to the 20, 24. Close to first down yardage. He is right near the sticks, Chuck.
I'm going to break down first down.
And I think you are spot on.
Yep, he had to get to the 23 and a half, and he got to the 24.
First and 10 for Sydney. Line of scrimmage just shy of the Yellow Jackets, 25. The Yellow Jackets blessed with some lanky receivers, height at the wideout spots. Inside running play, burrowing forward for a couple is the ball carrier. Short advance, 2 yards on the play. E.J. Davis in the offensive backfield.
He is one of my favorite players. Boy, when he was a freshman, I thought this kid is going to tear this league up. And he's really good. He just never exploded into the player I thought he could be because he is so fast.
E.J. has seen a lot of time at a wideout spot this year. He is now alongside Donovan Johnson tonight in the running back position. Short drop, but Donovan Johnson tries to air one out on second down and 9 from just over the 25 of Sydney, and his forward pass is deflected. It's batted down. Lavelle Lyles, 5'10", sophomore, got a piece of that forward pass and dropped it to the turf. So it's 3rd and 9 for Sydney. Possession down, opening 2 minutes of the game. Sydney with one first down under its belt. 3rd and 9 to go at the 25. High snap to Johnson. Deep handoff, offensive backfield of the man in motion. He swerves around right end, and he cuts upfield over the 25, spilled at the 27. Way short of a first down. Well, Dalton King made the tackle, leading defender for Sydney this year.
Right, well, Sydney put trips to this side of the field and ran the jet sweep over here, but Stebbins got a lot of bodies to the ball.
It was diagnosed by Stebbins to perfection. Yellow Jackets punt the football, and it goes straight up and straight down. I don't think it got to midfield. Yeah. It angles near sideline into the Sydney bench, and it's going to be marked out of bounds at the 48 or 9. Stebbins starts 1st and 10 on the Sydney half of the 50, Chuck.
Bad snap. Had to pick it up off the ground and had a lot of pressure on him. So, you know, that's not the punter's fault that time.
Exactly. Well, just what we talked about in the pregame. Sydney did not want to begin like this. Cannot allow this kind of field position all night long for Stebbins, let alone here at the outset in the first 2 minutes plus. Line of scrimmage for Stebbins, the Sydney 49. 1st and 10 for the quarterback, Nathan Keller. And he's got Omar Holloway in the offensive backfield directly behind him. 4 receivers are split, trips to the wide side. Holloway steps up alongside Keller. Keller fakes to Holloway. Keller tries to zigzag around right in, nowhere to go. Good penetration by Sydney, and it's a sack of the quarterback at the 44-yard line. Loss of 5 or 6.
Yeah, they were ready for him that time. Keller faked the ball, and everything. Sydney had everything stopped that time. He couldn't have handed it off, and he certainly couldn't run it.
We mentioned the standout performance all year long of Miles Vordemark in the pregame for Sydney. He dashed through and wrapped up Keller. Second down and at least 16, close to 17 to go for the Indians on their own 44. 3 minutes gone, first quarter, no score. Here's a ball thrown high by Keller in the left flat over the outstretched fingertips of Holloway. My mistake, it was Clayton Lambert, one of the 4 wideouts in there for the Indians. And the ball pitched by Keller was too tall for Lambert. He could have been on a trampoline and not caught that one.
Clark and Hudgens both had receivers covered on this side. He really had no place to throw the ball.
3rd and 17 for Stebbins at the Indians 44. Passing down. Keller retreats way back behind the line of scrimmage. He's being pursued from the rear. Down he goes on his keister back at the 42. 2 quarterback sacks for Sydney, Chuck. in Stebbins' initial offensive series.
Yeah, they went the wrong way that time. That was nice defense.
So the new line of scrimmage for Stebbins is the 42. Sidney dodges a bullet, giving up great field position to Stebbins on the Sidney 49. But Stebbins goes in reverse 9 yards, and Sean Dozier's on to punt. He's back at his 27. Single deep man for the Yellow Jackets at his 22. Dozier's kick is against the wind. And it goes up in the air over the 50. It hits a wall up in the sky somewhere. Sails down to the 36. Bounds to the 32. First and 10 Yellow Jackets right there after Sidney downs it. Dozier almost booted the opening kickoff against the wind into the end zone. Yeah. It traveled to the 1. Did not have great success with that punt.
Well, you watch college football and you see a lot of teams call for the fair catch on the kickoff, which is a new rule.
Right.
I understand it because probably 80% of your returns on kicks and punts have some kind of holding or block in the back. I would say that's got to be close.
Right. Here comes Sidney to the line of scrimmage. Donovan Johnson fakes, keeps, rips right up the middle. He's got a gaping hole. He surges to the 40, 44. Oops, penalty marker down. 7:59 to go here in the first quarter of play. Sidney nothing, Stebbins nothing. Yellow Jackets hit with their second major penalty of the evening. Like to let our online listeners know, hey, if you're hearing us fine, give us a quick email or text. I'm at 654-7773. Online and on the radio tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, which is with us all year long throughout the winter sports season, spring as well. Donovan Johnson in the offensive backfield wants to pitch it, nowhere to go. Good coverage by Sidney downfield. Johnson scampers, fell over the line of scrimmage for 1, and that's it.
Yeah, good coverage down there. That was a coverage sack.
Chuck, we expected an offensive show in this game. So far, the Big D has dominated. Sidney with a second down and 18 yards to go. Jackets in a hole because of the penalty. Line of scrimmage, the 24. Three receivers split left. Man in motion across the formation is Davis. And Donovan Johnson, the QB for Sidney, fakes to Davis, keeps, and he high steps his way up the middle, going to the 30-yard line, and somebody for Stebbins puts the clamps on him right there. We've mentioned the name of Lyles already once. He's in there on the stop. Third and 13 for Sidney. Boy, these clubs have had third and plenty already in their possessions in this game. There is some premature movement up front. I don't think Sidney is guilty of illegal procedure. Offside Stebbins. And we just heard from Jeff Bray, loud and clear, down in South Carolina.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Jeff Bray? We miss you, buddy. Tell you what, if Jeff Bray can hear us on the southeast coast of the U.S.,
we're loud, aren't we?
If people can hear us in southeast Shelby County, that's for certain. Third down, 8 for Sidney. 6:16 to go. First quarter of play, no score. Donovan Johnson's got trips to the left. Spin move in the offensive backfield. Flares one into the right flat to the 32 or 33-yard line. And it was intended on the play for the Yellow Jackets wideout, but he couldn't reel it in. It was up above his head. Sam Reynolds goes a good 6'3", but he wasn't tall enough to catch that one.
That was a well-designed play, and it was set up well. He had blockers out there. He just overthrew him.
You're right, Chuck. That was a big gainer if Donovan can complete the throw. So Sidney is punting the football again. Yellow Jackets in punt formation.
They wanted 11 out there instead of 10.
The wind at the back of the booter. Uh-oh, Stebbins blocks it at the 27. It's scooped up by the young man who blocked it, and he races down to the 9.
Kane Howell got the block.
It sure was. 23 on his back, a 6-foot senior, 205-pounder. He is a defensive linebacker in there on special teams, and he took it right off the foot of the Sydney booter, and Stebbins sets up shot. Sets up shop outside the 10 at the 11 of Sydney. Special teams coming up big early in this game.
Yeah, he was close on the first punt to getting the same young man. He was close to getting it.
Simply the result of a breakdown for the Yellow Jackets in the protection scheme up front. And now Nathan Keller, the quarterback for Stebbins, has only 11 yards to negotiate to get Stebbins into the end zone for the first point of the night. We played half the first quarter. Ball given to Holloway right up the gut. He's got an open lane wide. He spurts to the outside, springs to the pylon, over, touchdown. 12-yard scoot by Omar Holloway of the 7th Indians, the young man about whom we spoke in the pregame.
He's got some quickness, doesn't he?
And good vision, too. Nothing in the middle. It was clogged up. And he looked out of the corner of his left eye and said, I'm going to the sidelines. And he took it to the numbers out here to the left on the Sydney bench side of the field. And at an avenue that was clear and into the end zone, he went untouched. 6-0 Stebbins. Sean Dozier on for the PAT. Real tough break for Sydney as Carson Taylor's punt was blocked, recovered at about the 12-yard line by Stebbins. Indians punch it in. Dozier's extra point is in the middle, center cut, and with 5:56 to go in the first quarter, Stebbins leads Sydney 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Well, a great start for Stebbins after an offensive possession to begin the game that went for -7 net, and then Stebbins special teams turns in a block punt, recovers down at the 12, and Omar Holloway turns the corner around left end for a quick 6.
Very rarely do you have 1 yard in total offense in a 7-0 lead.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. The primary building component tonight for Sydney is hold the ball, control the clock, and eat up time of possession. Keep Stebbins' powerful offense off the field. Kickoff by Dozier, bounding down to the 12. Here's a run up the right sideline by Sydney, and it's a good return. It's Julius Spradlin. Nice bring back over the 30. Might have been bumped out at the 36 or 7. Good bring back. As he went wide, using the entire width of the field, which, Chuck, is about 53 yards?
Sure.
Yeah.
I have no idea, so sure.
I think that's what it is, 53 from left to right, one sideline to the other. And Spradlin used every bit of it. First and 10, Sydney, line of scrimmage, the Yellow Jackets 37. Here is a running play, stopped for a one-yard gain. Several white shirts in there for Stebbins. E.J. Davis' hole was plugged up right now. Stebbins in the road, white from top to bottom. White headgear, white jerseys and pants, red numerals, red stripes. School colors, red, gray, white. And for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, black from top to bottom with a lot of gold piping, big gold numerals, easy to detect from up here in the press box. Well, Sydney's taking my cue, Chuck, run the ball, burn time of possession, but in two running plays on this possession, only 3 yards total.
Yeah, not going to get it done, a yard and a half a carry.
Uh-uh. And for Stebbins tonight, the big building component, excel at big plays. and earn chunks of yardage with that electric offense. Here's Sidney, spin move, Donovan Johnson, offensive backfield, wheels and deals in the right flat, caught by Reynolds. He's got an escort of blockers down the near sideline. Sam Reynolds, he's at the 50, racing hard to the 40. Stebbins catches him at the 32.
That's the same play they had set up when he overthrew him on the last possession.
Exactly. Sure was. First and 10, Sidney, quick count. Donovan Johnson, offensive backfield, fakes to E.J. Davis, keeps, and he is nailed way back behind the line. Good penetration by Stebbins, and it's a 5-yard setback on the play to the 37. Second and 15 coming up for Sidney, which went hurry up after the previous play.
Yep.
Jackets maybe a bit disorganized. It looked like Donovan and E.J.
They ran into each other.
Yeah, sure did. There was a flag thrown. Dead ball foul, or was it?
No, illegal substitution.
Okay. 5-yard penalty against Stebbins from the previous spot. Let's see what the scoreboard reads now. First and five. So the play that occurred previously, the loss from scrimmage, is wiped out. Running play, Martez Harris, offensive backfield for Sidney. Nowhere to go. He's cornered, hemmed in, and dropped at the 27-yard line. Second down and five to go for Sidney. John McDonough in there on the tackle. 5'11", 190-pound junior for Stebbins. Second and five. Yellow Jackets outside the 26 of Stebbins. Pair of receivers left, pair to the right. It's Martez Harris to the right of cornerback Donovan Johnson. He retreats to the 35, looks middle of the field. Flag flies, offensive backfield. A sack, ball's loose. Stebbins has got it. I think the penalty is a hold on Sidney. It'll be declined. It will be Stebbins' possession at the 32-yard line. Not the kind of beginning to this game that Sidney needed.
No.
The big building components for Sidney tonight. Hold the ball. Didn't do it there. Coughed it up. Sidney needs to burn time of possession. Sidney is facing a very explosive team.
Well, they've run 12 offensive plays to Stebbins' 4.
But trailing 7-0 is Sidney.
On the block, the block punt killed him.
32-yard line for Stebbins. And this potent Stebbins attack features three wideouts to the right for the quarterback, Nathan Keller, on first and 10 from his own 32. Donovan Johnson simply gang-tackled in Sidney's offensive backfield, and he lost the ball. Here's Omar Holloway, a little jab step near the line of scrimmage, pokes his helmet through a hole and carves out one. Second down and 9 for Stebbins.
Well, the Stebbins coaches are up here, and they saw something. I'm not sure what the play was supposed to be, but, boy, they were screaming, "What are you doing?"
Perhaps Holloway went to the wrong spot. At wrong side of the center position, maybe. First quarter score, pick was 7, Butler 7, Anna leads Minster 7-0 in the second. Marion Local ahead of Coldwater, 7-0 late in the first. Versailles 6, St. Henry 0 in the second quarter. Second down, 8.5 to go for Stebbins. Here is Keller in the pocket, steadies his feet, arches one, middle of the field, between the hash marks, double coverage, Sidney. It's thrown too far for Norton, the intended receiver. Had a couple men beat. Keller threw it against the wind, overshot it. Strong arm for Nathan Keller. Had a man out there, but it's no good.
Yeah, he puts that on the money, and it's a touchdown.
Right. Third and 8, Stebbins at their own 34-yard line. 2:08 to go first quarter, 7-0. It is Stebbins in the lead. Three receivers right for Keller. Holloway alongside in the backfield. Here comes blitz pressure from Sidney. Keller sidesteps 1, 2, 3, rolls out to the right, trying to get to the edge, can't do it, dragged down from behind at the 33, a late marker at the side of the tackle. Didn't look like a horse collar.
No, he grabbed him half in the middle of the jersey. I hope they wave this one off.
I do too. This call's got to be overturned. upon New York's review, there's no foul.
Well, you've got the head official who was trailing the play, and the guy from 20 yards away is the one who threw the flag.
Keller was bottled up, saddled with no gain, maybe a yard loss. It should be 4th and 9. But is a major penalty going to be stepped off against Sydney again? It is. Yellow Jackets already with 45 yards in infractions, and that quite simply is a poor call. It was missed by the officials. Good tackle across the way by, I think it was
Evan Kennedy.
It was.
And he ran him down from behind with incredible speed for a 300-pounder. And, I didn't see it.
72, Kennedy, 6'1", 300-pound senior. And he showed a spurt of energy, nailing Keller for no gain. Major penalty, though, against Sydney. That was a blown call. Hand off to Holloway, 1st and 10, Stebbins at the Indians 48. Twisting and turning is Holloway for 2, and that's it. Line of scrimmage, the 50. 2nd down and 8 for Stebbins. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Stebbins 7 and Sydney nothing. Stebbins has had the propensity for the big play all year long. Let's see if Keller goes up top on 2nd down and 8. Three-man defensive line for Sydney, which has 6 in the secondary, and the forward pass is swatted. Defensive line play for the Yellow Jackets excelling. Ball went rolling onto the ground, and Sydney alertly picked it up. It was Devin Taborn who went the other way with it. He was long gone, but it was not a fumble.
It was Carson. Is it Reeser?
Yes.
Number 59, he's the one that got the hand up and knocked the pass down.
1:09 left in the first quarter. Clock is stopped. 7-0 Stebbins, which faces 3rd and 8 from the 50. Keller 6 yards behind the line at his 44. Here comes pressure. 3 black jerseys pursue him to the sideline. Here's a pitch up the right sideline in front of the Stebbins bench. Caught. Nice reception. The receiver came back toward the line of scrimmage. It might have been Lambert who peeled off from his defensive coverage, spontaneously hustled back toward the quarterback and caught it at the 35, was spun around and dropped at the 36-yard line. 1st and 10, Stebbins from that point.
Very nice improvisation that time.
Beautifully done by the quarterback, Keller. It looked like he was going to be sacked for the 4th time in this game, but he eluded trouble. 59 seconds left in the first. 7-0 in favor of Stebbins, which has a 1st down when play resumes. As I mentioned a moment ago, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight for Sydney, the primary building component, don't turn it over, and utilize time of possession and run that clock. So far, Sydney has not done a real good job of that.
Basically, they turned it over twice.
Right. Stebbins' building component, the big play, and special teams, which have excelled so far with a block of a Sydney punt. These are the key building components tonight for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Stebbins to the line of scrimmage, threatening now for the 2nd time tonight, leading 7-0. Final minute, 1st quarter. Line of scrimmage here on senior night at Sydney is the Yellow Jackets 36. Keller in the pocket with time, fires left flat, caught at the 32, run after catch to the 24. Nicely done by Sean Dozier. He is the punter, place kicker extraordinaire for Stebbins. Good run after catch. Play goes for better than 10. 1st down, Stebbins, 24 and a half of Sydney. Final 40 seconds, opening period of play. Stebbins to the line of scrimmage. Double receivers each side. Keller looks right. Loops a pass in the air. Sydney with a near pick. A hit as the receiver reaches up to Spirit, and the ball is pried loose. No good. Norton was open. Ball got there late. Sydney, defensive coverage. Johnny on the spot.
I'm trying to see the
Hudgens
number.
It might have been Hudgens.
I think it was 12. I just can't see that far. Maybe, no, it was 19.
Nice play by Mitchell Davis, who surrounded the receiver for Sevens. Put the whammy on him as the ball hit the shoulder of Norton. Here is Keller rolling right. He's got an option pitch coming. He deals it off to Holloway. He goes to the far side, hash mark the numbers, and he is knocked out of bounds. New line of scrimmage will be at about the 23 of Sydney. Very short advance. Minimal gain of a couple.
That was Davis. I'll tell you what, that was going to go for some big yardage, but boy, he made a heck of a tackle.
Well done by E.J. Davis of Sydney. When play resumes to start the second, it'll be third and 9 for Stebbins at the Sydney 23. One quarter in the books on senior night here at Sydney. Sydney's Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Stebbins 7, Sydney nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, which is simulcasting our presentation here tonight. Stebbins confronts a 3rd and 9. Line of scrimmage, Sydney 23. Opening action, second quarter of play. And this all set up in part as a result of a big third down penalty called against Sydney when the Yellow Jackets had seemingly stopped Stebbins. And a horse collar was called on Sydney. I know you can't grab the nameplate this year according to new rules, but that's at the top back of the jersey, not in the middle. And that's where Kennedy grabbed the jersey of the Stebbins player. Here's Keller, deep drop, way back at his 36-yard line, looking, no one available. He zips it out of bounds at the 17.
Yeah, he had a receiver wide open. I'm not sure why he didn't release it. He was looking right at him and then took off running. And again, the coaching staff next to us, not happy.
No, ballistic. 4th and 9, Stebbins. Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 23. And Sean Dozier, with the wind at his back, may come on to try a 40-yard field goal. He's kicked successfully from 48 this year.
And he kicks it with the wrong foot.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
He is a left-footed boomer. Don't be surprised if he makes this. Good snap from center. Oh, Sydney blocks it, crams it behind the line. It'll be Sydney ball at the 26. Angling in from the far right side of the field on special teams, I think Chuck was number, was it 4, E.J. Davis?
Yep.
It sure was.
This is her, and I'll tell you what, he was there. The snap was a little high, but that's the trouble with a long, and this is a long field goal for a high school kid.
Yep.
You don't get the height early, and if you don't, if it's not perfect, the snap and the hold, that's what happens.
A rarity tonight in this high school football game. We've played just over 12 minutes and a blocked punt and a blocked field goal in 12 minutes and 14 seconds. Opening half minute, second quarter play. Toss sweep to the right by Sydney, and Stebbins shuts it down far side of the field, defending the edge, forcing it back in. The play does go for 4. Artez Harris picks it up to the 31. Second down and six, Sydney.
He did a good job of waiting to see where the hole was, and he made something out of nothing right there.
Here's Donovan Johnson, handoff, offensive backfield. It's a sweep to the right, good running play. Blockers out in front, 35-40. Running back for Sydney Taborn, scoots to the 43. He's got the first down. That's an element of Sydney's play, Chuck, which needed to improve tonight. Yellow Jackets ball carriers averaging 3.5 per tote on the year. Not good enough. Got to up it. Needs to be more like 4-5 in order to beat Stebbins in this game this evening. And we saw a nice glimpse of a much better running attack on that play. And it was Taborn who came in there for Sydney and took the ball around the right end. Devin, a 5'10", 190-pound senior. Here's Donovan Johnson, offensive backfield. Fakes on the play to Taborn, keeps, and he flops ahead for a yard. He advanced it from the 43 to the 44. That's all. Second down and nine for the Sydney Yellow Jackets from their own 44-yard line. Trailing 7-0. Opening 92nd, second quarter. Chuck, I quite frankly expected more points by now than this.
Yeah, well, the defenses both are playing really well.
Last tackle made by Clint Alcorn, big 6'4 offensive defensive lineman for Stebbins. Here's Donovan Johnson in the backfield, pocket collapsing. He makes a late throw down the middle of the field. There's no black jersey there. It's picked off, intercepted by Stebbins to the 29. Run to the far side. There's an alley for the return man, 40, 45, 50. One, two, three flags fly. Penalties everywhere. Let's get this sorted out for you. Interception, I think, by Ravon Harris, defensive back, number six.
Number six is the one who picked it off. I'll tell you, that was just a poor decision. He just threw that up for grabs.
Well, let's try to decipher.
I think everything they were throwing were their little markers saying that the ball had been turned over. That's a, like the little orange thing
right
there on the 30-yard line. I think the interception stands just like it is.
Well, I made a grandstand play about a penalty marker or two being down on the gridiron. Maybe not. Oh, Stebbins will retreat. There is a flag. 9:55 to go, second quarter, 7-0 Stebbins. And the officials re-huddle, and we'll talk it over again. Again, Chuck, referencing back to the horse collar call earlier in this game in that first quarter against Sydney, Stebbins drive, or I should say enabled Stebbins to continue a drive, which should have been stopped. I think the new rule adds to that and does not allow the defensive player to grab the nameplate up around the back of the back top of the jersey, which is essentially just below the collar, but Evan Kennedy hung on in the middle
right
of the
middle.
Jersey.
And quite honestly, I think they ought to just go to flag football and get it over with.
Well, this penalty is against Stebbins. Quite frankly, I didn't see it.
15-yarder.
Yeah, I did not.
Had to be a personal foul.
I did not view that penalty at all. There was one tacked on late. Near the pile across the way, I thought that might have been against the Yellow Jackets for unnecessary roughness, but it's whistled against Stebbins. First and 10, Stebbins at the Indians 34. Flat pass caught. Sydney's Johnny on the spot defensively, and an immediate hit. The receiver's downed after a half-yard gain, no more. As Keller whipped it into the flat on the play to Norton, and he was piled on right now. E.J. Davis has excelled defensively for Sydney.
He is so fast, and he just really gets to the football. And the whole defense tonight is just flooding. Whatever the ball is, that's where they are. And then, I mean, they're a quick football team.
But the charge given by head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney in our pregame tonight was our defense has got to be superb. And so far it has been. Here's Keller running, though, out of the pocket as he breaks contain and zips right up the middle of the 40. He's got the first down, lunging to the 45. A bad dash by Keller, improvising in the offensive backfield. And he picks up 11, first and 10, Stebbins at the 45. Now the official places it down at the 46. As I talk about Sydney's defense doing a good job, Keller splits two defenders in between the hash marks and journeys for 11. On first down, Keller wants to throw. 15-yard drop. Oh, look at the bomb with the wind. Open receiver. And it is caught at the 6-yard line. And gliding into the end zone is Adrian Norton, the 6'1", 190-pound junior wideout. What a throw by Keller, who let it go from back around his own 40. And Norton caught it at the 6. Chuck, that ball traveled a good 56 in the air with the wind. It was spot on.
Yep.
And Norton made a nifty catch. He had to turn his body around and find the ball. He did, and backpedaled the last 6 yards.
Yeah, 54 yards officially. And, boy, you're right. I mean, he let that thing go, and it was perfect.
Well, we talked about the big play ability of this Stebbins team in the pregame, and right there is just exactly what we mean. Sydney Yellow Jackets defensive secondary simply did not think Keller could heave the ball that far. And he did. And it was on the money.
Yeah.
And the extra point try by Dozier is good. It's long and in the middle. Perfect. 8:32 to go. Second quarter. Stebbins 14. Sydney nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, through the first 16 minutes of this game, the big play for Stebbins was a blocked punt. But at the 8:32 mark of the second quarter, a long touchdown bomb from the quarterback Keller to Adrian Norton is good. And the strike travels how many yards, Chuck?
54.
And the ball was thrown every bit that far in the air by Keller, who was well behind the line of scrimmage. And Norton beat the Sydney secondary easily. Kickoff by Dozier with the wind. Hits at the boundary at the back edge of the end zone.
Yep.
That's a weapon.
Well, yeah, you're going to start at the 20. I mean, that's the way you do it. I think every college team should have a kicker that can kick it that far.
Yes, and Dozier is a defensive weapon for Stebbins as he forces Sydney to start offensively from its own 20-yard stripe. A slew of touchbacks by Dozier on kickoffs this year for the Indians. First and 10, Sydney. Brennan Barnes over the ball at center. We'll run down the Yellow Jackets offensive line for you momentarily. Sydney down 14-0. Donovan Johnson, offensive backfield. Hand off to the ball carrier. E.J. Davis reverses his field, cuts back against the grain, and jaunts out to the 24-25. Second down and about 4.5 to go for a first down.
And again, no hole out there. And he did a great job of finding a seam and picked up 6.
Yep, the Stebbins defensive front is big, as is the offensive front. You've got Alcorn and Wheelock at 6'4 and 6'5 respectively, 230 and 300 pounds respectively. Here's a screen, left flat. It's a nice play. Martez Harris catches back at the 21-yard line, near sideline, gets a block, bolts ahead to the 30, plows to the 34, first down. Play goes for 9, first and 10 for the Yellow Jackets at the Sydney 34. 7:38 to go, second quarter, 14-0 in favor of Stebbins. And the two big Hawks up front defensively for Stebbins, as I mentioned, Alcorn and Wheelock, 6'4", 6'5", respectively, combined about 530 to 540 pounds. Here's the ball carrier for Sydney, wiggling his way, has a little bit of a crevice over left tackle, and he shivers out to the 39, the 40. That was Davis again. 6-yard gain, but Davis, well done. Not much room to run. No. And he made the most of just a crevice up front. 7:12 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Stebbins. Sydney with a second and four from the Yellow Jackets 40. High snap to Donovan Johnson, fakes the handoff and keeps behind blockers. Look at Donovan go. He trudges to the 45, downed at the 47. Hard nose run by the quarterback, Donovan Johnson of Sydney.
Yeah, that was a design play. A good quarterback draw that time.
Tackle by Race Allison of Stebbins, 46-yard line, Sydney. Yellow Jackets have it in their own end, 4 yards shy of the 50. 6:46 to go, second quarter. Clock running. Sydney would prefer to keep the ball on the ground. End sweep to the right. It's Spradlin trying to get the corner. Can't do it. Coughed it up. Ball rolling forward. Stebbins has it. No. Sydney's got it at the 46. Stebbins with a good shot at it at the 49. Simply a case of it being a hot potato.
Sam Reynolds fell on it, and boy, that would have been a huge turnover right there if they would have coughed it up again.
It winds up being a net plus 8 for Sydney. Was going to be no gain. Maybe a short loss. Second down and 2. Sydney caught a break right there. Line of scrimmage, the 46.5 of Stebbins. End sweep to the right. It's E.J. Davis. And Davis has his jersey yanked on. Press box here at Sydney. Yelled out, horse collar. Don't think there was a flag. Davis got the first down as he leaped ahead to the 40-yard line of Stebbins. Tell you what, Chuck, if that was not a horse collar, then the one earlier in the game on Kennedy clearly was not a horse collar.
I'm not making judgment on the officials.
Okay.
They're all nice people trying to do a job.
Versailles 20, St. Henry nothing, second quarter. And tip is well out in front of Fairborn.
Now, they beat him on Thursday night.
What was I seeing on the board?
That was the final, yeah.
Okay, that was the final. Thanks for straightening me out. Here's an end sweep to the left. On the edge, it is E.J. Davis again to the 35, somersaulting to the 32. Nice gallop, but Davis. Second down, a couple coming up for Sydney. 32-yard line. Yellow Jackets doing what we've talked about all night. Eat time of possession, control the clock, keep it on the ground, and force Stebbins to keep its D on the gridiron. Timeout called, 5:08 to go, second quarter. Stebbins 14, Sydney nothing. Yellow Jackets, though, are marching on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Now you're saying that makes you hungry, Chuck?
Oh, Yeah, well, I love Brookins. I always eat their chicken. I've had the pork chops a couple of times, but I am a huge fan of their roasted chicken.
Thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. 5:08 to go, second quarter. Play resumes. Sydney with the ball. Second and one. Oh, it's a great play. Donovan Johnson rolls to the right, and then he flips it to E.J. Davis, reversing the other way. Around left end, he's got a lane, an alley to the 15 to 10. Gone! Touchdown!
What a nice play. They ran like they were getting ready to run the option to the right. Everybody flowed there. Davis came in, coming about. He flipped it back to him. Made a heck of a run at the a move at the 10-yard line to leave the defender and got the score.
And the Yellow Jackets blockers sealed off this side of the field between the hash mark and the numbers. There was a wall of black jerseys paving the way down the sideline for E.J. Davis. Extra point try, Carson Taylor for Sydney. This is a big one. 14 on the board for Stebbins. Kick is away, and it is inside the right upright. He's got it. It's a 14-7 game. 4:57 left, second quarter. Stebbins in the lead by a touchdown on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A 31-yard dash to the end zone around the left end by E.J. Davis of Sydney has put the Yellow Jackets on the board. Stebbins still in front, 14-7. Final 5 minutes, second quarter of the first half. Here is the boot by Carson Taylor. A high one against the wind, snatched out of the air by Stebbins at the 12 and run back to the 30. Nice return by Dozier, middle of the field, had a couple blockers in front, did well to get to the 30-yard stripe. First and 10, Stebbins right there. Are you looking to build, buy, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. First play from scrimmage for Stebbins on this series of plays is an advance of two right up the middle by Omar Holloway. Sydney snuffed him out right at the 32-yard stripe. Second down, 8 Indians. 4:25 to go here in the first half of play. Surprising score, Troy 10, Greenville 7, halftime. And we've got a pre-snap foul of some kind on second down and 8 for Stebbins from the Indians' 32-yard line. Well, maybe not a pre-snap foul. Maybe just time for the officials to get together and communicate something.
Yeah, they hadn't talked for a while.
No, there is an encroachment penalty against Sydney. So Stebbins, which ran the ball in first down for 2, gets a plus 5 here on the infraction. So it's now second down and about three to go for a first down from the 37 of the Indians. Here's Keller dancing to the left. Late pitch on the play to Holloway. Holloway bumps into a Yellow Jacket defender beyond the line of scrimmage at the 39, and he is flushed out of bounds at the 41. First and 10, Stebbins at that spot on the field. 14-7, Stebbins in the lead, 3:58 left to go first half. I think if you told head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney before the game, you're down seven, only seven, late second quarter, he might have said, I'll take it.
Well, and turned the ball technically with the block punt, turned it over three times so far in the first half.
Yes. Yep. Trips to the right for Keller, who looks to throw on first down. Airmails one to the 41. It's caught there by Lambert. Lambert makes a man miss. No, it's Dozier. He's at the 45. Squirts to the 47. Good run after catch by Dozier. Play is advanced for six. It's second down and four for Stebbins from the 47 of the Indians. Final three and a half of the second quarter of play. We will alert the radio station that at the end of the second quarter, we will break for 3 minutes, a 3 minute radio station break. Stebbins looks to the sideline on second down and four, and the coaches up here in the booth say get a timeout called, and Stebbins head coach Greg Bonifay does just that. Just over three to go in the second quarter. Stebbins 14, Sydney 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, as Chuck just noted during the break, that was the final timeout utilized by Stebbins, which has the ball with 3:16 to go in the second quarter. Not sure that makes a big difference because this Stebbins offensive attack can gain yards in bunches of 10, 15, 20, and more. Already with a 50-plus yard pass to the end zone for a score in this game. The quarterback, Keller, back to throw. Pocket collapses. Black jerseys around. Flag flies, holding on Stebbins. And let's see what Sydney elects to do.
Well, I think you got to take it because that play is going to still make it third and like five. So I think you take the penalty.
Yep, I would push Stebbins in reverse. New line of scrimmage for the Indians is going to be back inside the 35 at the 33. So it's going to be second down all over again. Second down and about 18, 19 yards to go for a first down for Stebbins. 3 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Marion Local leads Coldwater 21-7. And Pickwa, who was tied with Butler 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, now leads it 28-7. I think Coach Neese probably got their attention.
Right. Here is the quarterback, Keller. Deep drop. Might be a bubble screen to the left. It is. Keller overshoots his man, though. Incomplete at the 34-yard line. Holloway, the intended receiver. A couple of black jerseys were zeroing in on him. Incompletion, third and 18 for Stebbins. Big play here. Sydney needs a stop, and then the final possession of the first half would belong to the Yellow Jackets.
Well, Jaden Swagger that time, he started to go rush, saw he didn't get blocked, and moved out to where they were trying to throw the screen and did a nice job of making him throw it high.
Swagger, Vordemark, Hudgens, boy, that's a triumvirate of super defenders for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. They performed well all year and excellent here again tonight. Looking deep is Keller. No one available down the near sideline. And a belated throw into the left flat is bobbled, juggled, held on. Reception good. Small gain of just a yard or two to the 37. And Dozier's on to punt for Stebbins with 2.5 to go in the second quarter.
Well, I'll tell you what, except for the turnovers, Sydney's doing a real nice job of playing the game exactly the way they need to. Their defense has been excellent. They gave up the one long pass.
Right. As you noted, Chuck, in the pregame, Sydney needed to keep defenders in front. Don't let Sydney throw, or I should say Stebbins, throw the deep ball. It has once, but Sydney has defensed the run game very, very well. It's a short punt. Sydney runs up, catches at the 30. Broken tackle, return to the 32, and that's it.
Well, that was a lucky bounce right there.
Yeah. And I tell you what, except for the long aerial through the air for the six-point score, Sydney's pass defense has been good. The run defense as well. Stebbins, well, you take out the long play for the score, Chuck. Stebbins probably doesn't have much more than 50 yards total.
Yeah, Sydney is putting pressure on him.
Yep.
But I think even more than that, their coverage has been outstanding. He's back there, and sometimes he's had time. There's nobody open.
Oh, here's a trick play by Sydney. The ball lateral to E.J. Davis up the left sideline. Look at him go. He's got a lane. He's at the 50, the 40, down the near sideline. Makes a man miss, breaks another tackle, caught from behind at about the 15-yard line of Stebbins. No, he touched the sideline boundary at the 24. We'll describe that play for you in a moment. You see it every now and then on extra points.
Yep.
Then the offensive line resets into the conventional format. The ball is kicked like always. Running play, Sydney, outside right tackle, Taborn, swerves into a handful of white jerseys at the 20. He might have gotten a yard.
The key to that, to run that, is the linemen have to be disciplined enough that you still got them on the line and four people in the backfield. And boy, that you want to talk about something that was set up perfectly.
The center and the quarterback were at the hash mark. The other nine for Sydney were clustered on the near sideline. The right number of persons were on the offensive line. So everything was played according to the rules. It was just so untraditional looking, and it happened so fast, Stebbins was caught off guard.
They had maybe two defenders over here before he would had run 40 yards.
And here's a dead ball foul.
Offside.
Yep. 5 yards offside against Stebbins. So Sydney now has a second and three from the Stebbins 17. Sydney with a chance to tie this game up at halftime. 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Long cadence by Donovan Johnson. Seconds clicking off the clock, and I think we've got a timeout.
Yeah,
Sydney,
good one.
Beating what might have been a 5-yard delay of game penalty. 48 ticks on the clock late in the second. Stebbins up by one score on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we are doing our best to keep you abreast of some other big games here, week 9 in the Upper Miami Valley tonight. Marion Local, Coldwater.
21-7 Marion Local in at halftime now.
Don't have an update of any kind on Fort Loramie up at Lucas.
Nope.
Annalette-Minster 14-6, I think, at the half.
All right. Versailles is up on St. Henry, a little surprisingly, 20-0. I mean, I don't think it's surprising that Versailles is leading, but 20-0 is a nice lead for them.
Right. Riverside is playing Milton Union. Lehman is at Troy Christian. Here is Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Second down and three. 17-yard line of Stebbins. Here's a fade pattern. Left corner of the end zone. Ooh, it's just inches too far. Sam Reynolds was reaching as far as he could not reel it in. So it is third and three for Sydney. Ball marked for play at the Stebbins 17. Sydney's got to go about its business, make sure he gets a first down here. Timeout situation. Any left for
Sydney's got two left.
I thought at least one. They've got a couple. Jack is to the line of scrimmage. Third and three, 17 of Stebbins. 42 seconds to go, second quarter. Sydney down a score. It's an out pattern at the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a catch. Nice juke move. Ball caught at the 13, run down to the 6 or 7.
It was Spradlin.
Beautiful, beautiful reception by Spradlin. And then did he fake out a couple of white jerseys or what? And it's good enough for a first down. It is goal to go. Sydney at the 7's 8, 34 seconds to go here in the first half. Keep in mind, Sydney received the ball to start the game. Stebbins will get it to open action in the third quarter. Sydney doing a very good job, Chuck, in the second period, keeping Stebbins' offense off the field. Snap back to Donovan Johnson, fakes the handoff, keeps. He rides an offensive lineman to the line of scrimmage, dumped at about the 7. 26 seconds left. Pickwa uses a timeout, one of two remaining. We're back after this break. 14-7 Stebbins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here is the situation. Second down and goal to go for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the Stebbins 8. 28 ticks on the clock. Stebbins 14, Sydney 7. And
one timeout.
Yep, a timeout remaining for the Yellow Jackets. Receiver split. 3 yards to the right, 1-5 to the left. Here's a pitch back on the plate. E.J. Davis, he tries to roam around the right end, stays on his feet. The 4, the 3, the 2, forward progress, stood up at the 1.5. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Timeout, Sydney. Jackets could afford to rush a play from scrimmage. It was a running effort. They had a timeout in their hip pocket. They got good yardage down to about 5 feet away with Davis behind that stout offensive line.
I didn't see who got the tackle, but I'll tell you what, it looked like Davis was going right into the end zone, and somebody came from it, looked like maybe a line, the opposite linebacker spot, and hit him and stopped the play.
Yep.
That was a really good defensive play. I thought that was a touchdown.
I think it might have been Dozier who prevented the score for Stebbins. Fine linebacking effort by him. So it's going to be goal to go for Sydney. Third down coming up. Scoreboard reads 2 yards remaining. The ball is inside the 2, just short of the 1.5. Again, 20 seconds on the clock. Sydney is out of timeouts. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yes, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. More about Riemann in a moment. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Don't know if the Jackets can afford to run the ball here, Chuck, without a timeout left. It's at the 5-foot mark on the field, just inside the 2-yard line. Receivers left and right, a pair to the left for Donovan Johnson. Let's see if he rolls this way. And the ball is handed off in the offensive backfield to Davis. He's caught back at the 9, thrown for a loss at the 11. Clock is running, 10, 9. What a great defensive play by Stebbins. That was outstanding. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Jackets may try to clock it before
it
the
was
half.
Fourth down.
It was fourth down. You can't clock it. And let's see if the play was run in time. If so, Stebbins will take over with the second remaining. Now the clock reads 0. It was an aborted play by Sydney. I think it was a run, but Davis deep into the red zone, and then the Yellow Jackets can't produce a six-point score in the waning seconds of the second quarter with the ball inside the two. Give credit where it's due. Phenomenal defensive stand by Stebbins to throw E.J. Davis for a king-size loss on Sydney's last play of the second period. Down to a knee goes Keller, and that's it. Sydney will kick off to Stebbins to start the third quarter. As I was saying, Riemann Drywall in Anna offers drywall repair, patching, finishing, insulation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done right, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. In just a moment, we'll take the three-minute radio station break. It's coming up in just a moment for you. Steve and Ted's in Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's back in 2002. And quickly built an excellent reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. A new home heating and cooling system is one of the most important investments you'll ever make. And we will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come at Steve and Ted's in Anna. Drop in and see either Steve Hooker or Ted Burning at Steve and Ted's. Flexible finance options available. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. It's windy, no rain. Storms expected well after the game ends. We may be home free. It could be clear sailing on senior night here at Sydney. It's our three-minute radio station break upcoming. 14-7, Stebbins leads Sydney at halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, years. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR to our radio station sponsors. They include Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design. Thanks as well to Sydney Tire and Best One Tire. And additional sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com include Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. They are both in Rushi, Ohio. Thanks to Francis Schulze in Rushi and Superior in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn of Rushi. As well, gratitude to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Reese Meyering and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help you move forward. It's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 14-7 in favor of Stebbins over Sydney, although the Yellow Jackets have piled up considerable yardage, more than has Stebbins, and Stebbins got half of its total on one long pass play for a touchdown.
Well, Sydney hurt themselves with a block punt, a fumble, and an interception. They have rushed the ball 24 times for 161 yards. Stebbins ran it 9 times for 23. The Yellow Jackets threw 3 of 7 for 48, 5 of 11 for 89 for Stebbins, 209 total yards for the Yellow Jackets. The Indians have 112, 8-5 advantage to Sydney with on first downs, but Stebbins did not turn it over in the first half, and Sydney turned it over twice in the block punt, made it 3 turnovers, and the one turned into 7 of the 14 points, and that was huge at the end of the first half. Sydney really needed to get the ball in the end zone there.
Yep, Yellow Jackets got the ball down to the 1.5-yard line in the final seconds, and then aborted play, defended well by Stebbins. Essentially, it ran out the clock. A second remained.
Even if he hadn't clocked the ball, right, I don't know if they would have had the time to get the snap off.
Yes.
So, and it just was really kind of a really botched, yep, attempt at tying the score here at halftime.
At the same time, give credit to Stebbins' defense. It rose to the occasion,
right,
in the final seconds of that second quarter.
That's an outstanding band out there, by the way. I know it just changed gears on you.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, Sydney's band is very good.
Yep, it is really striking the notes here tonight on senior night at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, and a big round of applause for that Sydney High School marching band. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. It's 14-7, Stebbins over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Halftime at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Stebbins, with a great goal line stand at the end of the second quarter, is hanging on to a 14-7 advantage over Sydney. 14-7, Stebbins leads here at intermission.
A couple of scores that we haven't had earlier this evening. Lehman leads Troy Christian 14-7, and Lucas leads Loramie at halftime 14-8.
Interesting. Yeah, a couple of very tight games in Troy and up in Lucas involving Shelby County Schools. Thanks, Chuck. Well, back on September 3rd here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, the 30-0 era of Sydney High School football. Back in 1968, 69, and 70 was celebrated. It was the 50th year reunion, so to speak. It was to have been held last year. It was not because of the coronavirus and the health crisis. It was held this year, And it was a big event back on September 3rd, the night of the Sydney-Greenville football game that we covered, as Sydney won it by a score of 28-14. Interestingly enough, there were 30 individuals, Chuck, from that era who were here on the 30-0 reunion night. There were 30. Of course, a Dave Ross, a 1972 graduate of Sydney High School, who played in that 68-70 era, was here. He was the coordinator of the event. Chris Haynes, representing Dave Haynes, the highly successful football coach here at Sydney, was here. Chris was representing Dave. Bob Morgan, an assistant coach, was present. John Wolfinger, an athletic director in that era, was present. 1969 grads here for the event were Dave Fultz, Steve Kreitzer, Mike Lundy, Steve Williams. 1970 graduates were Dave Harmon, Bill Hudson, Mike Maloney, Dan Murray, Mike Steenrod, Randy Watercutter, John Wiggins, and Tim Zorn. 1971 grads from Sydney High School who played in that era, who were here, were Mike Recount, Daryl Childs, Gary Corbin, Bruce Dickman, Mike Flanagan, Dave Leisner, Joe LeMaster, Bob Lonsbury, and Bob Osborne. From 72, Mark Fote, Terry Harris, Dave Ross, Carl Weinmiller, and from 73, Rick Carroll and Tom Ralph. It was a splendid evening, highlighting that era, 68, 69, 70, when the Sydney Yellow Jackets went unbeaten, 10-0, 10-0, 10-0, for a 30-0 stretch over a three-year period. John Wiggins was an outstanding running back on that 1969 Sydney High School 10-0 squad. He graduated from Sydney in 70, earned a bachelor's degree at Miami and Oxford, where he starred as a flanker back, averaged 14 yards per catch for the Redskins. John and I talked early in the month of September. We had a nice long conversation. He highlighted his professional working career that spanned the fields of business management and human resource management.
When I graduated from school in 1974, got out of Miami, I went into the management training program for Kmart Corporation, and I worked for them for 25 years, but their philosophy was to move you around quite a bit to gain different perspectives and experience. So,
but as a running back, you like to move.
Yeah, as a running back, not so much fun moving with a family. But I started out in Detroit, Michigan, and that was quite a challenge. Coming from Sydney and going to Detroit was a challenge. Then I went to Louisville, Kentucky. Then I went back to Michigan to Kalamazoo. And then since I survived Detroit, they sent me back to Detroit again.
Okay.
Then I worked in Columbus. I worked in Fort Wayne. And I went to worked in Cincinnati and in Dayton during those 25 years. And after that, in 2000, I met my wife Peggy. I got remarried, met Peggy. I moved to Lima.
Okay.
And I switched careers and went into human resources, where the first 5 years I worked at ConAgra Foods in Sydney.
Yes.
And I also worked in human resources for Medico. Besides that, I had some temp jobs. I worked at Procter & Gamble, and then I worked, been working lately part-time for ServiceMaster, and I am ready to retire come December.
John, during those 45 years after Miami University and after Sydney High School, during your many professional days and months and years, you found your way back to Sydney, Ohio to keep tab of your Yellow Jackets, right?
Yes, I did. I had a younger brother, Wayne, that played, and he broke some records, so I watched him. And recently I watched the team that went to the playoffs that had Gordon and Bowser. So
yep.
I have been back a few times to watch him play.
Now, you starred for the Yellow Jackets in 68, at fall of 69 as well, graduated in 1970. I know you were kidding when you told me that you got to rest in the second halves of most of those games in 68, but judging from the scores, you were telling me the truth, only one close call.
Yeah, and in 68, we had a played against Bell Fountain that had two outstanding players, Gale Clark and Jesse Williams, and both of those two guys had played as freshmen, which was kind of unheard of back then, but they played all 4 years. And
and Bill Fountain owned a three-game winning streak over Sydney heading into that 68 season.
Yeah, they did. I think they won the championship every year they had been there. So I think we were the only team that beat those guys during those 4 years. So,
and you got a big lead over Bell Fountain in 68. It was game four, and then Bell Fountain came roaring back and made it a seven-point contest in the fourth period, final tally 35-28.
Yeah, we had a big lead, 35. I think they scored the first touchdown, and then we ran off 35 points. I remember Mike Flanagan had an interception for a touchdown, and I think he returned a punt for a touchdown, and I had like a 20-yard run for a touchdown. But yeah, we had a big lead, and man, they came really roaring back. And
John Wiggins, outstanding running back for Sydney High School, played in 1969. He was a part of that 30-0 era, graduated from Sydney High School in 1970. Halftime here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, Stebbins 14, Stebbins 14, Sydney 7. It's our radio station 3-minute break, upcoming here in seconds, our radio station 3-minute break, 14-7, Stebbins over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury, Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, as I get a frog in my throat, back here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, as we commence play in the third quarter with Stebbins leading Sydney by a score of 14-7. Sydney received to start the game. Stebbins receives to begin the second half, and it's a sideways return, well covered by Sydney, tackle at the 23-yard line. Outstanding coverage.
Wyatt Biddle, heck of a tackle.
Yes, indeed. Good job by the Yellow Jackets, who quite frankly, Chuck, have outplayed Stebbins through the first two quarters of this game.
Absolutely. And Sydney made a good choice. They decided to take the wind in the fourth quarter, so now they have to do a good job. Don't let receivers behind them and use that wind to their advantage.
Yep, well noted. Stebbins with the wind at its back in the third quarter. Sydney will have the wind advantage in the fourth. Stebbins moving from north to south with the wind, running play to start the second half. Very little advance, maybe to the 22. The original line of scrimmage was the 22. We'll call it no gain. Second down and 10. I tell you what, Sydney's defense has come to play tonight. It has been rock solid.
They're doing an outstanding job, especially, I mean, they got 23 yards on 10 attempts rushing the football tonight, Stebbins does.
30 seconds into the third quarter, 14-7, Stebbins in the lead. Indians to the line of scrimmage. Keller, the senior quarterback, in the spread. Omar Holloway, the running back, is alongside. Keller keeps after faking to Holloway. He wriggles outside right tackle, and he's belted at the 29. Down he goes. It's going to be third and four. Key possession down early in the second half of this game.
We got a flag down, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was Swagger on that tackle, and my goodness, he put him down hard.
And let's see, is Sydney retreating? The Yellow Jackets are. My goodness, 15 yards against Sydney. That is the fourth major 15-yard penalty on Sydney in this game. Four of them. That's 60 yards of hidden yards, Chuck. Really tough to overcome that. And Stebbins, which was going to face a third and four, now has a first and 10 at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, you can't give up free first downs. It was going to be a third and eight.
You're right, third and eight. I said third and four. It was going to be, the play gained about four or five.
Yep.
So it was going to be third and four nonetheless. Stebbins is given a gift. Here's a ball thrown up the left sideline by Keller to the far side of the field. He threw it a long way, 10 yards down the gridiron, but missed his man. Lambert and Norton were out there. Good coverage by Sydney. Again, Chuck, except for the one long touchdown pass play, Sydney's defense has been stellar tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've got, he's a 5 of 12. He's just not real accurate tonight.
No, Keller has been off. No question about it. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney said before the game, our defense has got to be primed and razor sharp for this contest tonight, and it has been. Well, we have got a reset of the football by about...
Just gained a yard.
Yeah, the official came up to the line of scrimmage and reset the football about 2 feet forward.
Well, it was an incomplete pass, and they lost a yard on it, so they needed to do that.
Second and 10, pitch out, Keller to Holloway, skirts the left corner. He's got 10, a dozen to the 44 of Sydney. Holloway had an open lane, away he went.
Yeah,
he got the corner that time, and he would just get 12 quick yards.
That's one of the very few times tonight Sydney has not defended the edge.
Right.
44 of Sydney, first and 10. Stebbins, 10:27 to go. Third quarter, 14-7. Stebbins over Sydney. It has been a close encounter. Stebbins got the first two scores. Sydney has outplayed Stebbins, but trails by a touchdown. Here's a pass up the left sideline. Good to the 37. Short run after catch, but good enough for 10 total. Norton hauled it in. Sidestep to tackler. Picked up the first. The chains are advanced. Stebbins on the move. Thanks to that gift first down, the roughness penalty against Sydney. 34-yard line for the Stebbins Indians. And what do we have? We've got a
sideline warning.
A sideline warning. You said it was called against the Yellow Jackets?
Yes, the warning. They get one. The second time it happens, it's a penalty.
10:09 to go here in the third quarter. Stebbins to the line of scrimmage, first and 10. Two productive plays in a row for the Indians. Have reeled off 22 yards total. Two receivers right. Keller fakes to Holloway. Keller wants to go end zone. Down the left side. Well covered by Sydney. Stebbins nearly makes a spectacular catch. Broken up in the end zone.
Wow, that was almost intercepted and almost caught.
It was in the hands of a black shirt, then a white shirt. Incomplete. Second and 10 for Stebbins.
I'm trying to catch the number. I think that was 5.
34-yard line of Sydney.
That was Clark.
Isaiah Clark on the coverage for the Yellow Jackets. He was step for step with Lambert in the end zone, and he denied him the score. That was good defense by Sydney beyond the goal line. Here's a running play by Stebbins, left guard. It chews up a chunk of about 7 down to the Sydney 27. It was Holloway rumbling forward, leaving Stebbins a 3rd and 3, 27-yard line of Sydney. 9:44 to go, third quarter, 14-7 in favor of Stebbins, which features trips to the right on this play. Offensive line with wide splits. Holloway to the middle, nothing there. Springs it wide, and he carves out 3. Looks like he's got the first down. New line of scrimmage, the 24. Chain may have to come in. It's fairly close. I thought his forward progress was enough. Holloway doing some damage now for Stebbins. The official size it up. We've seen no official.
Right there, first down.
There we go.
I had it 15 seconds ago, but that was fun for them to look at it.
Referee signals, first and 10, Stebbins. 24-yard line of Sydney. Clock running. 9:20 left here in the third. The Stebbins drive helped along by a major penalty of 15 against Sydney. Here's a flat pass to Norton. Gets a block, but Sydney's all over him. E.J. Davis got tied up, but he was helped as a couple of black shirts came to the rescue.
That was Swagger again. I'm telling you what, he's having a game.
Jaden Swagger in there on the stop. Assisted by Taborn. A little razzle-dazzle by Stebbins. Net result is no gain. Second down and 10, Sydney 23. Yellow Jackets have been stubborn on defense. Very formidable all night. Little push, though, by Stebbins here on this drive to get the ball from midfield down inside the 30 after the penalty. Here's a run to the right by Stebbins. And as the ball carrier Holloway makes a man miss at the 25, and then he's twisted down at the 21.
That was Taborn. Boy, he popped him.
The elusive Holloway got away from one man. Taborn on the finish. 3rd and 8 for Stebbins. 22-yard line of Sydney. Keep in mind, Stebbins has a superb field goal kicker in Sean Dozier. No yardage gained here. It would be about a 40-yard boot. Keller deep in the pocket, rolls left, behind the line 10 yards, slings it toward the goal line, near the end zone, popped up in the air by Sydney, and it drops harmlessly to the turf, incomplete. Good coverage a blanket by Sydney defenders.
I'll tell you what, after having the field goal blocked from about the same distance in the first half, I don't think they're going to try the field goal. I think they're going for it.
I would agree with you, Chuck. Very good coverage downfield. Clark and Davis in the vicinity as they put the clamps on Dozier. He had no opportunity to catch that ball. And it's going to be fourth down and eight for Stebbins, which says no to the field goal try. The Indians go for it. Keller, short drop, 30-yard line, arches it, fade pattern, end zone. Receiver for Stebbins, can't catch up to it, too long, out of the corner of the end zone, and Sydney takes over. Good stand by Sydney.
My goodness, outstanding defense.
Boy, the pass coverage, the defense against the run, they've both been superb for Sydney tonight. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney earlier in the week gave me a hint of what was to come, saying our defense is getting ready. It will be ready. It's got to be good against Stebbins, and it has been. It's been awesome.
Outstanding.
Sydney trails 14-7, takes over the football at the Yellow Jackets 27. They run it right up the gut. Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone. Touchdown. How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score. Wow, what a run by Davis. It looked like everybody for Stebbins had a shot at him at one time. He's too fast.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been waiting all year for them to really use him, and they have used him incredibly effectively tonight in all phases of the offense.
Yep, he's been at wideout much of the season. He busted that one for 78. There was a white shirt within his grasp nearly every step of the way, but Davis would not be denied. Big extra point try coming up here. Looked like offside Stebbins. There's no kick. The play is stopped. Pre-snap foul. Now, Chuck, do you go for two?
I don't know. Tough call. Glad I'm not making it.
Yep, the penalty.
I think they're going to try to tie it up.
Penalty moves the ball to the one, and it appears as though the Yellow Jackets will kick the PAT for the single point to try to knock the count at 14 with under 7.5 to go in the third quarter.
Now, they declined the penalty.
Oh, they did?
Because you like the continuity of kicking the ball from the same spot.
Right. Big PAT try for Sydney. Lines are down. Snap is good. Hold is fine. Kick, but Taylor got it. Right down the middle.
Ball game.
Center cut. We're dead even. Sydney 14. Stebbins 14. 7:22 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We played 4 minutes and 38 seconds of the third quarter. Stebbins had the football, was stopped on downs deep in Sydney territory. And from the 22-yard line in the first play of this series, E.J. Davis took it to the house. A 78-yarder. And again, it looked like he made a half a dozen players for Stebbins miss. Stebbins was in pursuit all the way down the field. The play went for 78. He might have run well over 100 as he zigzagged back and forth.
Boy, I just love the fact that they are just really getting him involved in this offense all kinds of ways.
Let's see if Sydney can pursue well here with fine coverage of the kickoff. Return by Stebbins from the four. One man misses. And then a fumble. It's ripped away by Sydney. Yellow Jackets have got it at the 21-yard line. Sydney on the recovery. That's what happens when you return the football, Chuck, and you juke, and you juke, and you juke some more. You are inviting a strip.
When I'm watching Ohio State and they're returning a punt or a kick, half the time they're returning it, I'm yelling, get on the ground.
Well, if the Yellow Jackets get the football in the vicinity of the 20-yard line of Stebbins. No, wait a minute. A kicking team foul? A penalty against Sydney?
No, the penalty was against... It was against Stebbins. He said it wrong. There was a block in the back right at the point where he tumbled the ball.
Receiving team.
Yes, he just called it wrong.
Yeah, receiving team, he should have said.
So the Yellow Jackets have a huge chance to take the lead right here.
So, of course, that penalty is declined. Sydney takes possession, fumble on the play, but Norton of Stebbins, 22-yard line, first and 10, Sydney. Just over 7 to play, third quarter. Two receivers left. Donovan Johnson fakes the handoff and keeps. He rambles over right tackle and squirts ahead for about 4 down to the 18-yard line. Donovan Johnson kept it, tucked it, and burrowed for 4. Second down and 6, Sydney. New line of scrimmage, about the 17.5 of Stebbins. 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Tied at 14. Trips to the left for quarterback Johnson. Short drop, looks middle of the field. Here comes pressure. He's got to throw it away. He cannot do it. He's sacked behind the line, pulled down maybe by a face mask.
Well, yeah, he went down in it kind of strange.
Yep.
And there's no real arguing on the Stebbins side. Well, maybe there is a little bit.
There was a yellow handkerchief thrown in at the side of the tackle back at the 26. Major foul against Stebbins will be stepped off from that point. That'll take the ball all the way down to the 11, and that will give Sydney a first down by a yard.
I'm waiting to see what the call was.
Or will it give Sydney first down by a yard? No, it's actually marked for play at the 13.5. Half the distance of the goal, step off. So it is
second and 2.
A couple yards to go for Sydney. Second and 2 needed. New line of scrimmage, 14-yard line of Stebbins. Donovan Johnson, 5 yards behind the line, as E.J. Davis to the left. Pitch out to the left. He's wrapped up behind the line, and he curls forward, sticks his helmet into a white jersey. Might have gotten to the 14, didn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Nope.
Third down upcoming. Very good play up front by Stebbins. Give a whole lot of credit there to Christian Spencer. 6'1 defensive lineman. Got the shoulder into the side of the Sydney running back and would not let him forge ahead. In fact, the play went for a minus a yard and a half. Third and 3, Sydney, 14-yard line of Stebbins. Two receivers right. Donovan Johnson hands off, quick hitter, left tackle. E.J. Davis running, makes a man miss. 10, 5, 4-yard line. Goal to go, Sydney. E.J. Davis with crazy elusiveness tonight. Boy, is he evasive. Running effectively. First and goal, Sydney. Line of scrimmage, Stebbins 4. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Sydney missed a chance to tie it up late in the second. Waning seconds of the first half. Did get it tied a few minutes ago. Got the ball back on a fumble, which was caused by Sydney on Stebbins' kickoff return. Goal to go now. Sydney, 4-yard line of Stebbins. Deep handoff, offensive backfield. No, Donovan Johnson keeps. He's over, rumbling in behind the center, Brennan Barnes. Well done, up the middle. Sydney scores. Woo! And it's 20-14 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Good block at the point of attack by Brennan Barnes of Sydney, freeing Donovan Johnson. Might have had a hand laid on his calf. That was about it. As he high-stepped his way to pay dirt, 20-14, Sydney. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Big extra point try upcoming. Ball snapped back. Good hike. Fine placement. And the ball is spanked through. Taylor adds on the point. 21-14, Sydney over Stebbins. 5:02 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, what a turnabout, Chuck, here in the second half of this game. In the first 7 minutes, the Sydney Yellow Jackets rack up two touchdowns.
I think the last half of the second quarter and all of the third quarter, it's been the Yellow Jackets.
No doubt. Probably, close to 3-1 in yardage total in this game?
Hey, right now, yeah. Maybe that 78-yard run didn't hurt any.
Exactly. So the Yellow Jackets will kick off. Stebbins with the wind here in the third. Keep in mind, in the fourth, we flip. Sydney will have the wind advantage. And Stebbins will be throwing the football against the wind. Well, Sydney's recipe for success here in this game, they run the ball well, keep Stebbins off the field, and over the last quarter and a half plus, it has worked well. Return, Norton. 12-yard line, Stebbins, a juke move at the 20, and then he's flushed out of bounds at the 28, and that's where Stebbins starts, first down and 10 yards to go.
Smart move to get out of bounds because he would have gotten maybe one more yard and killed.
Well, Sydney has defended the deep ball, except for one, well tonight. Keller has arched several down the field, quite lengthy. But Sydney's been stride for stride with these fleet receivers. And let's see if the Yellow Jackets try to get the touchdown back in a hurry. Snap back to Keller, handoff Holloway. Meets resistance at the 30. Here come two, three, four black jerseys. Gain of maybe 2 feet, no more. Second down and 9 to go for Stebbins. Line of scrimmage, the Stebbins 30 in a half-yard line.
Marion Local and Coldwater are now tied 21 apiece in the fourth quarter.
Boy, that's a classic matchup between the Cavaliers and the Flyers in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Excuse me. Versailles 20-0 over St. Henry in the third.
I think it's 27 now.
Oh, 27-0.
Yep. No, it's 20-7.
Oh, my. Yeah. We'll get it right one way or the other. Rolling left, Keller feeds a receiver 2 yards downfield. He is drilled immediately at the 32-yard line.
That's Wheeler.
Wheeler on the tackle of Norton. Good play. Fine timing by Wheeler. Jai Wheeler from the secondary of Sydney was spot on there. Norton hauled it in, turned to go upfield, and he was met chest to chest. Down he went.
Yeah, Wheeler was right on top of that one.
Third down and a little over 5 to go for a first down for Stebbins from the Indians 34. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Big play here. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Keller. Fakes the inside handoff and keeps. Roams to the left. He's got a crack outside left tackle. Bangs through it. And the quarterback for Stebbins powers to the 45. Good call by head coach Greg Bonifay of Stebbins. When in doubt, keep it in Keller's hands. Sydney raced after Holloway, who didn't have the ball. First and 10, Indians, 45 of Stebbins, 3:12 to go, third quarter, 21-14, Sydney. It has been a very good high school football game tonight.
This might be the best one we've had.
Indeed. Here's the handoff right up the gut. It's Holloway twisting, turning, churning over to the 47 of Sydney as he barged for 8 yards. Second down, a couple coming up. Clock winding down to 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. 21-14 Sydney, which trailed in this game, 14-0, 21 straight points by the Yellow Jackets. Keller deals Holloway again. He puts his head down and digs for the first down to the 41 of Sydney. The march continues for the Indians. It was Vordemark in there on the stop for the Yellow Jackets, who must stiffen up against the Indians' run. Look out, maybe a pass play could be sprung here. Keller fakes the inside handoff and keeps, dances around left end, skips to the 38. He is plunged to the turf right there. Gain 3, second down and 7 for Stebbins. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Clark on the last tackle for Sydney. Previous line of scrimmage was the 41, now it's the 38. Second and 7, Indians. Trips to the right. Norton and Dozier out here. Holloway is behind Keller, the quarterback. Now Holloway moves up to Keller's left. Short drop by the quarterback over the middle pass pattern. And a spinning catch is made at the 27. Norton hauls it in as he got between a couple of Sydney defenders. He was twisted to the turf right away. First down, Stebbins, which is threatening at the 28 of Sydney. Minute 25 to go, third quarter. First down and 10 yards to go for Stebbins. Very wide line splits. Three receivers left. Hand off to Holloway, and he meets resistance at the 24, decked right there. Taborn came up to greet him. Second down and 6 for Stebbins. Final minute of the third period, which has been played, Chuck, very quickly.
It has.
Line of scrimmage, the Sydney, 25-yard line. Second down, a little less than 7 to go for a first down. Man in motion across the formation, Harris. Keller keeps outside left tackle. Oh, he's got an opening, cracks through it, down to the 20, stretches out to about the 19, a yard short of a first down. Third and 1 coming up for Stebbins. Final half minute, third quarter. Sydney up by a touchdown. This is probably the most consistent offensive drive of the night for the Stebbins Indians.
Yeah.
Here is Holloway trying to get the final yard. He goes to the line of scrimmage, shoved back. He might have gotten a foot or two, maybe enough.
Yeah, he fell forward.
The scoreboard clock reads 7-6-5. Let's see, the officials say unofficially the ball carrier was shy. Third quarter ends. The fourth quarter will start with a huge play. Fourth and less than 1 for Stebbins at the Sydney 19, with Sydney leading 21-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We start the fourth quarter, 21-14, Sydney over Stebbins. Excellent high school football game tonight in the Miami Valley League. When play resumes in a matter of seconds, it will be fourth down and a foot and a half to go for a first down for Stebbins in between the 18 and 19-yard line of Sydney. It is fourth down, Indians.
Fourth down and one.
It looks like two tight ends have been employed. Keller back in the shotgun spread, takes the snap, gives to Holloway. Big hole, left tackle, pounding to the 14, the 13-yard line. He's got the first down. He carved out about six. First and 10 for Stebbins, 13-yard line of Sydney. Opening seconds, fourth quarter of play. As you noted, Chuck, in the third quarter, the clock continued to run. The ball was not thrown.
3, 6, 8 passes by Stebbins in the third quarter. Sydney threw none, but they ran for 101 yards.
Wow, well done by the Yellow Jackets in the third. Running play, Stebbins, outside left tackle. Oh, a fine trip up. Holloway caught by Vordemark. He is a textbook tackler.
That was, because he got into the hole and made the tackle. I thought that was going to go for a little while.
Vordemark wrapped him up. Good stop by him. Gain on the play of maybe 2 feet. Second down and 9 for Stebbins. Line of scrimmage just outside the 10 of Sydney. Receivers right and left. Here's Keller. He fakes on the play to Holloway, keeps, throws over the middle of the field, down near the goal line. Receiver for Sydney, or I should say for Stebbins, is back nicely done. Keller almost ran the ball. This time, from one hash mark to the other, he was hit, prevented from getting into the end zone, but it's goal to go Stebbins at the one.
Got a player down. I think it might be the receiver.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike is here to serve you with a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications are packaged by day and time at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Jackson Center Pro Hardware offers solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Also, delivery only $49. Free in-house measurements. Two locations now for Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and in Greenville. Call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360, 596-6360. Tell Darren you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scorersbroadcast.com.
That was Norton who was injured on the play. It looked like he had some cramps. He did walk off without anybody's help.
So he is out for this play. Goal to go, 1 yard line for Stebbins, which trails 21-14. Opening 75 seconds, fourth quarter. Handoff on the play to Holloway. Holloway stacked up at the 1 yard line. It might have lost a foot or two. Good stand by Sydney. Well done up front by the Yellow Jackets. Elsner came up to greet the ball carrier. Wyatt Biddle in there too. Nice job of Sydney.
Stebbins' offensive line has gotten very little movement at all on the defensive line of Sydney.
No gain on that play, maybe a loss of a foot. A full yard outside the end zone is Stebbins' second down here. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Sydney leads 21-14. Keller in the spread, takes the snap behind the line. He's hemmed in, cornered, makes a man miss, nailed at the two. That looked like a miscommunication, an aborted play. It did not go as Stebbins had planned. Keller lucky to get from the four back down to the 1.5, Chuck.
The coaches up here that are calling the plays, he's yelling, that is not the play I called.
So it is third down for Stebbins. Was there a penalty marker throw?
Well, yeah, it looks like.
Illegal shift against Sidney, not a pre-snap foul.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It'll be second down.
It was a pre-snap foul.
Yeah. You got the choice to decline it, but I think it's a good call to go ahead and back it up to about the 7-yard line.
Well, if it's a pre-snap foul, it eliminates the play entirely.
No, it's not. Okay, it's not a pre-snap foul. It's the same as an illegal formation.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
get the play, run the play, and then the defense gets to make a choice.
Sidney accepts the penalty, moves Stebbins 5 yards back to the 7. The down is repeated by Stebbins. Second down all over again. Pitch out. Keller, Holloway, left tackle, left end. Nowhere to go. Sidney strings it out. Vordemark is there. Tackle at the 5. Third down coming up for Stebbins. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. 21-14, Sidney. Ball marked for play at the 6. That's where the knee went down. Tell you what, Chuck, I think Stebbins will have to throw the football.
The Sidney's defense tonight, boy, they play like this. They could hurt somebody in a playoff game, even if they're like a 13 or 14 seed.
Exactly. And Stebbins, a bit confused on the sideline. Timeout taken.
You need to come up with the proper play here. You don't want to come out of here with 3.
No. 8 minutes, 47 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. It is 21-14 in favor of Sidney over Stebbins. When play resumes, third and goal, 6-yard line for Stebbins. When we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Yep, I would think, Chuck, that Stebbins elects to keep the ball in Keller's hands. A little half roll. Maybe he keeps it if there's an opening up front,
yeah,
or he throws to a wide out in the end zone.
I think he needs to throw it because I don't think the quarterback keep is going to work. Sidney is all over that.
And it is a spread out formation. 3 receivers to the far right side. Keller hands it off in the offensive backfield to Holloway to the short side of the field. Smelled out by Sidney. No gain. Swiger and Vordemark in there on the tackle. Jaden Swiger, 6'3", senior, 222-pounder, came up to greet Holloway. That's called a defensive end or an outside linebacker staying at home.
Oh, boy, yeah, they are really doing their reads tonight.
Yep. Fourth down, goal to go, 7-yard line, Stebbins. 8:13 left in this game. Sidney up 7, trying to preserve the lead. Goal to go situation, Keller, deep drop, 15-yard line, no receivers. Now one is wide open, left corner of the end zone, caught. I think Holloway out of the backfield.
It was Holloway. They were so zoned in on Keller that they lost track of him.
Keller and the flankers were covered up as Sidney was spying on Keller, wouldn't let him run. Norton, Lambert, Dozier were all covered up, the black jerseys in the end zone. Sidney defenders were on them. Holloway
lost
meandered.
Yep.
He simply meandered out of the backfield a few yards deep in the end zone, begged for the football, and Keller alertly found him. Here is Dozier on with the game-tying extra point. This would make it a 21-21 stalemate with just under 8 to go in the fourth quarter. Snap is back. Ball spotted. Kick Dozier. It is hooking. No good. He missed it to the right. The left-footed kicker, Dozier, overcooked it by a smidgen outside the upright. It sailed to the right of the post. No good. And he has only missed a couple in his career at Stebbins. And that one wide right. 7:58 to go. Fourth quarter. Sydney clings to a one-point lead. 21-20 Sydney over Stebbins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushey is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, plus SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, securcom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, and new sponsors in the last few months here on scoresbroadcast.com. Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney and Shelby County, frcohio.com on the web. We believe people recover. And Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, thanks to Lisa Marino, wife of Anna head football coach Nick Marino. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Kickoff return by Sydney, a good one beyond the 30, but a penalty forces Sydney to start from its own 22. Here's Donovan Johnson wheeling and dealing in the offensive backfield, and then he dumps a pass into the flat to Sam Reynolds down on his ankles, and he can't hang on.
Yep, that would have been a tougher catch than it looked.
Yep. So now Sydney, with the wind at its back, does not want to give the ball right back to Stebbins with a three and out.
It says on here that Sam Reynolds is 6'3 and weighs 15 pounds.
That's a typo. It's 51. Here's an end sweep to the right with Sydney. Stebbins is all over it, and it stopped cold at the 23-yard line. Good pursuit on the play by Stebbins. E.J. Davis could not get to the edge that time. He tried to rumble wide to the short side of the field, and Stebbins was all over him. Good tackle out here to the near side of the field by the Stebbins Indians. Caden Keller, good hit. Third and nine, Sydney, possession down, line of scrimmage, officially the 23. Passing situation. Something Sydney didn't do in the third period. Deep drop by Donovan Johnson. Arches one. Open receiver. E.J. Davis.
Catch.
Spectacular catch. Spectacular catch. Diving in midair. Lunging through the sky to the 41. He left his feet parallel to the ground. Woo! 4 feet, 5 feet above the landscape. Marvelous catch by E.J. Davis. Out of sight at the 41-yard line.
I am so glad that I highlighted him before the game because I looked like a genius now.
E.J. Davis, miraculous catch. What a throw by Donovan Johnson of Sydney. First and 10, 41 of Stebbins. Davis sweeps left end, has a blocker. Another one stays on his feet. Ramrods to about the 35. Picked up six. 6:38 to go here in the fourth. Sydney 21, Stebbins 20. Chuck, have you seen a better catch in high school football than that one?
Not this year, I haven't. No. Man, he laid out a heck of an interception, heck of a reception.
That was spectacular. That's the best one I've seen in a long time. We've got a penalty dead ball foul coming up against Stebbins.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
After the running play. Perhaps a taunting foul against Stebbins after the E.J. Davis run of 5 or 6. Stebbins is frustrated at the moment. No question.
75 yards in penalties now against Stebbins and 20, 35, 40, 65 against Sydney.
Yep, Stebbins does not want to lose its composure. It's down by just a point. First and 10, Sydney, 23 of Stebbins. Donovan Johnson to a knee to get the snap. Stays on his feet, keeps it, runs it. He's got an angle, left tackle, and he pounds down inside the 20, the 15, maybe the 14. He gobbled up 12 quick yards. Good run by Donovan Johnson. Well, let's give a lot of credit to Sydney's offensive line, which opened up a nice cavity on that play.
Yeah, they put Davis in motion, looking like the sweep, and he faked it to him and had a real nice hole on the left side of the line.
Evan Kennedy, Jaden Bishop, Brennan Barnes, Hayden Cottrell, and Thomas Seibert opened up the gap. Sydney runs it again. Davis left tackle, bobbing, weaving, picks his way. Good disciplined run by E.J. Davis down to the 8. He wasn't running lickety-split. He was making sure he stayed in behind a couple of those big hulks up front.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's through vision. You read it, and then find the seam.
And E.J. wedged out 6. New line of scrimmage, the Stebbins 9. 5:26 to go in the 4th. Sydney up 1, 21-20. Yellow Jackets milking the play clock, which is below 10. In the spread. Ooh, looked like encroachment by a defender for Stebbins. He may have gotten back. Oftentimes that's called. And let's see what does ensue. A timeout by Sydney.
Yep.
We are all the way down to 5:05 to go in the 4th. Sydney up 1, 21-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
But before play resumes, Chuck, let's update a score or two.
Okay, well, Marion Local Coldwater final. Marion Local 24, Coldwater 21.
Whew.
Versailles 27-7 over St. Henry. Troy leads Greenville 24-13. Pickwell leads Butler 42-14. Anna 14-6 over Minster. Lehman trails 21-14 now in the third quarter. And the Redskins for Fort Loramie have given up 17 points in the third quarter and down 31-8 going into the fourth.
Ouch. Second and 4, Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the Stebbins 8. 5:05 left in the fourth period of play. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Sydney up 21-20. A missed extra point by Sean Dozier, the difference. It came after Stebbins' last touchdown. Now Sydney comes to the line of scrimmage here, Chuck, fashioning a two-back set. We don't see that very often from the Yellow Jackets. Maybe somebody will go in motion. A continued delay as Stebbins gets a man on and a man off before this next snap from center. Indians momentarily confused. And now the right personnel grouping is out there for Stebbins. Sydney, line of scrimmage. 8-yard line, 2nd and 4. Donovan Johnson takes the snap back at the 13. Gives on a sweep to the left. The ball carrier, Martez Harris, has an avenue. He cuts at the goal line. Over! Touchdown! He made a sharp turn just before reaching the end zone and sliced in there. Fine offensive line blocking by Sydney. And I'll repeat them again. Kennedy, Bishop, Barnes, Cottrell, and Seibert. Outstanding work. Here is a critical extra point. 27-20 in favor of Sydney. 5:01 left in the fourth. On to boot it is Carson Taylor to make it an 8-point spread. This is significant, especially because Stebbins missed its previous PAT. Good snap, good hold. It's boomed by Taylor. Right down the center. Long, high, and he nailed it. 28-0, four straight PATs by Carson Taylor tonight. And with just over five to play in the fourth, Sydney's up eight, trying to upset Stebbins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. We are Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. And terrific strip loin steak dinners just $12.50 after 4 o'clock. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. And with the wind at his back, the Taylor kickoff is booted through the end zone, Chuck. That's when that kicking game can spell a difference against the wind here in the fourth now. Stebbins starts from its 20.
Yeah, that wind's still pretty stiff.
A second left to go here in the fourth quarter. Will Stebbins try to get it back in a hurry, or will the Indians be content to run the football a lot?
Well, they haven't run the ball very well. They ran the ball so far 8 yards in the fourth quarter, 92 for the game.
And staggering to the line of scrimmage goes Holloway, stumbles for two. Down he goes at the 22-yard line. He didn't get out of his stance very cleanly in the offensive backfield. Second down 8 for Stebbins from the 22-yard line. I think Stebbins has got to throw the football, Chuck.
They don't have 100 yards in rushing in the game.
Nope. Stebbins has run it poorly. Sydney has given up ground grudgingly via the Stebbins rush. 4:26 to go in the fourth. Sydney up 8, trying to spring the upset over Stebbins and hang on to first place in the Valley Division of the Miami Valley League. And Keller, the quarterback, content to throw a flat pass, caught behind the line by Norton. He scoots up to the 25, dropped right there. 3rd and 5, Stebbins, big play here. Each team, 2 timeouts to go. Stebbins to the line of scrimmage. Keller features 1, 2, 3 receivers to his left, one of whom is his primary target, Norton. Holloway alongside to the right. Short drop, Keller. Looks left flat. Receiver comes up toward the quarterback. He catches, but he's clobbered from behind, and the ball is shaken loose. One referee says no good, incomplete. And the other official says, yes, it's a catch at the 32. One man in stripes overruled the other.
I think it was a completion.
Yes, I think it was the correct call. Well done by the referees who converged and got it right. And that was Lambert who hauled it in. Well, it looked like Sydney had a good shot.
Well, that was Wheeler, and Wheeler popped him.
He could have jumped the route maybe and gotten a hand in there.
Yeah.
Looked like he had time to do it, but he played it safe. 1st and 10 Stebbins at the Indians 32. Keller looking left, looking right. There's a hold in the offensive backfield against Stebbins. It's a completed pass up the right side to the 33. Run after catch to the 36. A gain of 4. It's going to come back. Norton received it, but nothing doing. Clearly an offensive hold against one of the Stebbins linemen.
Everybody in the press box and down in the stands was yelling hold at the same in unison.
And the Stebbins coaches here in the booth were saying, hold up. There's no foul.
Oh, there was an obvious foul. They're not even complaining.
Sure was. And it's going to be first down all over again and plenty. It's going to be from the spot of the foul, and retreating is Stebbins to the 15-yard line. Stebbins can get a first down at the 42. So it's first and 27 for Stebbins. We're down to 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians have two timeouts left, but they are running out of time on the clock.
They're going the wrong direction.
One, two, three receivers, trips to the right for the quarterback. It is Keller. He's got Holloway alongside. Keller at the 7 wants to throw. Hits a receiver, middle of the field. Catches at the 19. He is nailed from the side at the 22. Another marker down again. And I think this completion and run after catch will come back as well.
I don't know how you hold on a one-step drop pass.
And Dozier was on the receiving end of the connection. The play got some yardage back for Stebbins, picked up about 7 or 8. But the penalty, a second straight holding against Stebbins, causes the Indians to go backwards to their own 7-yard line. They must get to the 42 for a first down, so it's first and 35.
Yeah, that was a 7-yard penalty, half the distance.
Yep. Just exactly 50% of the distance of the goal line. Previous line of scrimmage, the 15. It's now at the 7 1/2. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right. Keller simply's got to go to the end zone and find an intermediate wide out downfield. It's a draw. Quarterback Keller opening left side, makes one man miss. Here come 2, 3, 4 black shirts. Tackle made at the 15. He got back the 7 or so on the penalty. It's going to be second down and about 26 to go for a first down for Stebbins. Clock is continuing to wind. It's all the way down to 2:12 left. Anna has beaten Minster 26-21 in a very good ball game at Minster tonight. Indians in the line of scrimmage. Dozier, Harris, Norton to one side, Lambert to the other. Keller's at his 8, dancing, nervous feet, jitterbugging out of the pocket, running 15, 20, 25, 30, another marker. Oh, he picked up about 12 or 13, but it's going to come back holding on Stebbins again.
Wow.
One hold right after another, and you know, Stebbins is being stalled in terms of advancing the ball. They may gain a few yards, but they retreat because of the penalty. Meanwhile, time is running off the clock, Chuck.
Yeah, it was 1:42 to go, and Coach Dungis has to make a decision. I think he's going to take the penalty. I would take the penalty.
Yeah, I would, too. Yeah, I would, too. So the line of scrimmage for Stebbins is the 5. And it's a 37 yards to go situation for Stebbins. Are we all the way back to first down, or is it second?
It's second down at 106.
I have lost track.
Actually, it's second down and 95 yards to go. And
essentially, you're right. 37 for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Stebbins 5. Clock is running all this time. No snap from center yet. A minute 30, a minute 29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 28-20, Sydney. Snap to Keller, 2 yards deep in the end zone. It's a draw. He skips ahead. Here come 3, 4 black shirts. And the linebackers, Vordemark, Swiger, put the shoulders into him at the 11, and Stebbins will use a timeout. Hudgens came up to greet the quarterback. It's going to be third down for Stebbins, still plenty to go. Third and 30 with 70 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
What a game with Sydney. Defensively, the Yellow Jackets have been spot on. Best game of the entire year.
Absolutely.
On the defensive side of the ball by far. And the running game, Chuck, which had been fairly meager most of the season except for Donovan Johnson, with running backs at 3 yards per carry, 3.4 per carry. And the running game sparked by E.J. Davis.
Yep. 295 yards on the ground tonight for the Yellow Jackets.
Unbelievable. Davis has played most of the downs this year at wideout and in the offensive backfield, where he's emerged in his career. He has been superb tonight. Has that big 78-yard run for a score that came in the third quarter. And Sydney simply has dominated this game thoroughly after the first, 10 minutes or so?
Yeah,
last three quarters for sure.
Yeah, Sydney's just played very well, especially at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Right.
Their defensive line has not been moved all night long. On any play, they've not been moved.
Nope. Lights out football turned in by Sydney tonight. Officially, the public address announcer says third and 30 for Stebbins at the Indians 12, 109 to go in the fourth quarter. Stebbins has one timeout remaining, trailing by 8. Here's a pass in the offensive backfield to a receiver who wanted to rear up and throw it down the field. He caught it, dropped it, he was hit. Sydney recovered at the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown! Indians lead it 34-20. What a turn of events. Sydney was all over that pass in the offensive backfield, knowing that some razzle-dazzle and maybe a second pass was coming from Stebbins, and it was diagnosed by the Yellow Jackets to perfection. They walloped the receiver. The ball was coughed up, and Sydney walked it into the end zone. The officials now huddling at the goal line. Scoreboard reads 34-20 with a minute and a second to go.
It was definitely a backward pass. It's got to be a touchdown.
The backward pass is essentially a lateral, and a fumble resulted, whether it was completed from the quarterback to the receiver or not. And Sydney was alert to pounce on it and carry it into the end zone. And that play right there signifies the last three quarters of this game, Chuck. Sydney's defense has been spot on the mark, precisely, every single play. Sydney's D has not missed a beat. It's like the Yellow Jackets have been in Stebbins' huddle most of the last three quarters.
Well, I've been really, really impressed with Sydney tonight, and really not so much with Stebbins.
Uh-uh.
I came in expecting a little more out of him.
And on senior night, the Sydney Yellow Jackets have played their best game of the year, leading at 34-20, 61 seconds to go. Carson Taylor, another extra point try. And he pops that one up and through again. 5 straight conversions. Got a late flag after the converted PAT. 35-20, Sydney. It's really academic now. A minute and a second to go. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
never dreamed 55 points would be tallied in this game. Slow starting contest in terms of point production and TDs. In fact, Stebbins scored the first 14 since that point in time, Chuck, late in the first quarter. Sydney on a roll, outscoring Stebbins 35-6.
Well, we said before the game that Sydney's going to have to score points because Stebbins has gone to. Well, Sydney has scored the points, but defensively, they have been better than they've been this entire season.
Well, after the touchdown by Sydney, the backward lateral pass, which was muffed, fumbled, carried in from a yard away by Sydney, there was a personal foul on Stebbins, which has lost its cool late in this game. Kickoff through the end zone by Taylor as he was booting it from the other half of the field across the 50, and that was an easy touchback kick for him as he rammed it out of the end zone. And Stebbins, which plays Pickwood next week and will suffer its fourth setback tonight in the division, the Valley Division, will drop to second place behind Sydney, which now controls its destiny for a division championship. Here's a quick look in pass thrown by Stebbins. It is complete at the 33. Run to the 40, to the 43. 23-yard gainer on the play by Stebbins. Good throw to Dozier. That was a quick slant. Keller hit him on the button. Sydney with two or three center fielders playing deep zones. 44 seconds to go in the game. Sydney up by 15, 35-20. Keller fires incomplete to the right sideline. The play would have only gained 3 or 4 yards anyway. Wow, Chuck. Sydney, dynamite tonight. Best game of the year. Best I've seen Sydney on the gridiron in a few seasons.
In a couple of years, absolutely.
Maybe all the way back to 17 or 18. Sydney was 5-5 in 18, 10-2 in 2017. Inside handoff, Holloway runs it left tackle, twisting, turning, spilled, another fumble. The ground may have caused it. Yep. Mark for play at the 46. Stebbins possession, clock running, 28-27. Wow, will this final score raise some eyebrows in the Upper Miami Valley and the Dayton region? 35-20, Sydney over Stebbins. Yellow Jackets have thoroughly outplayed the Stebbins Indians here tonight. Gives us a chance here, Chuck, in the last half minute to run down our underwriting sponsors. Keep in mind, radio station will have a two-minute radio station break when this game concludes here tonight. A two-minute radio station break when we finish the fourth quarter. We'll clearly call it out for you so you can catch it. Our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Fresh's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Fresh's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, securecom.com. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5, TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Plus the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney and Shelby County, online, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. And Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, thanks to Lisa Marino at Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, one of our newest underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. 20 seconds left after a Stebbins incompletion and then a pass to the wide side of the field caught previous line of scrimmage, the 43 of Stebbins, caught over at the 44 of Sydney. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go. Xenia, by the way, has beaten West Carrollton 22-0. Long bomb, Stebbins down at the pylon. Sydney's got one, two, three defenders there. It's busted up. Penalty against Sydney for pass interference.
Really?
It'll come back to the line of scrimmage. 15 yards will be stepped off. We're down to 7 ticks in the clock. Xenia a victor tonight. Sydney winning tonight. Both teams 5-3 in the division. A showdown next week for the division crown at Xenia, the Yellow Jackets and Buccaneers.
The only field in the league that makes Greenville's look nice.
And let's see, ball is marked for play now inside the 30-yard line of Sydney. Maybe an opportunity for two more pass plays, Chuck, if the first one is incomplete. Here's the quarterback, Keller, way back at the 40, in the pocket. Now he roams out of it. He's across the line of scrimmage. He runs, 25-20, knocked out of bounds at the 15. That's it on senior night. Sydney celebrates a big upset win over Stebbins, 35-20. Stebbins sitting at number 11 in this region's Division II computer rankings. Sydney down the line at 15. Really not much of a chance to catch Stebbins, according to the computer. But Sydney, an underdog tonight, knocks off Stebbins in convincing fashion, outscoring Stebbins 35-6 over the final three quarters of this game. Sydney's offensive run game was outstanding. The Yellow Jackets controlled the ball, and Sydney's defense against the run all night was superb, and it got better and better over the course of the evening against the pass. Chuck McBee along in a moment with the totals, and I bet when it's all said and done, Sydney wound up with 3 to 3.5 times the yardage that Stebbins got. 35-20, Sydney over Stebbins, and Sydney breaks that hex of 3 wins in a row by Stebbins over Sydney. 3 wins by 5 points in 2019 and 20. That streak stopped by Sydney tonight with a fantastic performance, perfection over the last three quarters, Chuck.
Oh, they played really well. Both sides of the football, there was a dominant performance after they got down 14-0. Obviously 35-20 is the final. Sydney just dominated Stebbins in every phase of the game.
Our 2-minute radio station break is coming up in just a matter of a few seconds. Our 2-minute radio station break, then back to wrap it up, Sydney 35, Stebbins 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And thank you so much, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Outstanding scores, broadcast.com sponsors here tonight. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Call Chris North for more information. To learn about your benefits, 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, there's no good eating place quite like Brookins. Plus, Wygant Real Estate and Development, located in Minster, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Wygant and all of the support from Minster in Auglaize County. Our Clancy's Restaurant star of the game upcoming, Chuck, 35-20. Sydney wins it. Best football I have seen Sydney play in 4 years, back to 2018, the year after Gordon and Bowser. Sydney was outstanding in every phase. They would have beaten a lot of Division II football teams tonight, not only Stebbins, but a number of teams ranked above them in the computer ratings.
Yeah, they played really, really well tonight. Although, I mean, their offensive and defensive line, the defensive line never got moved. They were terrific all night. And the Clancy's players of the game for the Yellow Jackets, E.J. Davis, was just phenomenal on the field tonight offensively. And then Jaden Swagger, he probably had 15 tackles, and he had a touchdown on a scoop and score.
That was Swagger on the scoop and
yes.
score. Congrats to him. Swagger and Davis are Clancy's star of the game winners. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. We appreciate all of them. Thankfully, the weatherman cooperated too, Chuck. How about that?
Yeah, well, it was scary before the game, but we got it in and nothing but a little bit of wind.
You're right. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will post in the next 1 to 2 days our game of the week next Friday evening. We will post it for you in the next few days. Unsure of which contest it will be, either Fort Loramie at Lima Central Catholic or Sydney at Xenia. A lot of it may depend on how the computer rankings shake out. We'll know before tomorrow morning what the new numbers look like. Sydney should certainly move up, and That's good news, because if you are the Yellow Jackets, Chuck, you want a more manageable opponent in that first round of the playoffs rather than somebody like Kings, LaSalle, or Piqua.
Yeah, you want to avoid those three for sure.
So many thanks to our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com tonight. In addition, thanks to our radio station audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Thanks to our board operator at the radio station. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night for everybody. From here at Sydney Memorial Stadium in 30-0 Field, where on senior night, the Sydney Yellow Jackets celebrate a terrific victory over the Stebbins Indians. And it's first place championship on the line next week at Xenia for Sydney, which defeated Stebbins tonight 35-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.